Gates about the leaked Donald Rumsfeld memo that, among other things, mentioned the option of withdrawing at least some combat troops from Iraq. While there will be tough questions on the war and Gates' past role as CIA director, easy confirmation is expected. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
The insurgents have been about their deadly work again in Iraq. New waves of grief in Baghdad, where at least 32 people have been killed in a series of shootings and car bombings. The U.S. military says four more Americans have been killed today and yesterday. A published report says the number of government contractors in Iraq is getting close to the total number of U.S. troops in the country. The Washington Post says the military's first headcount of civilians working on the battlefield is now about 100,000. A tale of survival as three members of a San Francisco family are rescued after being lost in the Oregon wild.
They're in remarkable shape for spending 9 days out in the wilderness.
That's Jackson County Undersheriff Brian Anderson. But while Katie Kim and the young girls are safe, their father is still missing. James Kim set out walking over the weekend to find help. Sheriff Mike Winters says helicopters equipped with thermal imaging technology will be pressed into the search today.
We currently have units that are tracking Mr. Kim, his footprints at this time, and hopefully we'll have a very good outcome there.
Shocking admissions by a Louisiana man. Terrebonne Parish Sheriff Jerry Larpenter says Ronald Dominique has confessed to killing almost two dozen men.
Everything up there, 23 victims, he identified them. He stated how, when, and where they were killed.
Nine additional murder counts have been filed against Dominique, who had already been charged with two murders. Jim Bernazzani is his FBI special agent in charge.
This was the most significant serial killer case in the country in terms of numbers of victims and length of time he was at it.
Between 1997 and 2005, for Veronica Guidry, the mother of one of the men Dominique claims to have murdered, his confession increases the pain.
It hurts a lot, knowing that this man did this to my kid and other kids.
Big changes are on the way at Big Apple Eateries, both posh and plain. CBS News correspondent Dave Barra joins us live this morning. Dave, what's on the menu?
Well, good stuff, Nick. Healthy stuff, even though there's nothing like a good donut or a stack of pancakes right about now. New York City officials don't want you eating trans fats. Today, the Board of Health votes to be the first city to ban those fats, the ones that can raise your bad cholesterol and lower the good stuff. There may be 8 million stories in the Naked City, but there are 24,000 restaurants in New York. And if the board votes in this fat ban, all could be required to get rid of current cooking oils within 6 months. Not enough time, says the National Restaurant Association's Dan Fleshler. Chefs need to experiment.
It takes time to test the recipes, to make these things work.
Live in New York, Dave Barrett, CBS News.
Well, an outbreak of E. coli that began in New Jersey appears to have spread to Long Island, sickening at least 39 people. The outbreak has been tied to Taco Bell restaurants. Suffolk County, New York Health Commissioner Dr. David Graham says those outlets aren't wasting any time.
The restaurants actually are taking the very necessary and responsible steps to remove all food products from their establishment and to decontaminate the entire facility.
It's 4 past the hour.
I'm Jerry Bell with an AM 760 local news update. Home foreclosures in the Denver metro area have hit a new record. More than 17,780 homes have gone into foreclosure in the first 11 months of this year. That's almost a 4% increase over the worst year on record for foreclosures. That was back in 1988 when Denver was hit by the oil bust. A Colorado Springs police officer has been killed. Authorities say the officer died early today at Memorial Hospital following a traffic stop that led to gunfire. In Denver,
9 ayes, 3 nays.
9 ayes, 3 nays. The bill has passed.
The Denver City Council passing a new law to prohibit the holding of signs or banners on overpasses. The city already had an ordinance prohibiting the hanging of signs on overpasses, but people have gotten around that by holding the signs. The Denver Police Department asked for the latest ordinance in the interest of public safety. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Jerry Bell. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Jerry, and good morning. Well, we're off to a pretty good start. Traffic right now at normal speeds through the Tech Center and into downtown along I-25. Our I-25, I-70 merge starting to get busy, and 270 already loaded up on those eastbound lanes. Now, we do have one wreck. It's a single car affecting eastbound lanes of I-70 at Havana. So far, excellent conditions on the Boulder Turnpike into town, and no concerns for 225. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
His role as U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations was to represent the United States and this country's interest in the world body, which included pushing for reforms in the U.N. itself. And President Bush thought that, too. But many senators, especially the Democrats who will now be in control of both houses of Congress, have a completely different concept of the job, and it was clear to Bolton that they would never approve him. And so he has decided to leave when his temporary appointment expires. And President Bush has accepted his decision with regret, saying he's not at all happy about it. More on this after a word from our good friends at Home Medics, back with their fantastic Shiatsu massaging back cushion. The perfect holiday gift for those hard-to-buy-for people on your list. I'll tell you, it's pretty wonderful. I have one on the chair in my office right now. Its deep-kneading massage mechanism feels like the hands of a skilled Shiatsu therapist, relieving sore, tired muscles. The Home Medics Shiatsu massaging back cushion is so good that Consumer's Digest has given the SBM 200 a Best Buy Award, and it is an incredible value. You don't have to buy one of those great big pricey massage chairs. The Shiatsu massaging back cushion is fully portable. You can enjoy it on any chair. I use mine here at work and at home, too. If you want to give a truly unique holiday gift, something that you know will be loved and appreciated, this is it. The perfect gift for that special someone, maybe even a perfect gift for you. Get yours today from Home Medics, the leaders in massage innovation. Check it out at homemedics.com, available at retailers everywhere. The Senate, and more specifically the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, will have to consider another U.N. ambassador appointment by President Bush, and they have made it pretty clear that they want somebody not as critical of the U.N. as John Bolton has been, somebody who is not going to rock the boat, as Bolton sometimes did. CBS News Foreign Affairs consultant Pamela Falk.
UN diplomats will be looking for someone who negotiates and actually listens to other permanent members of the Security Council and other major players in the region, rather than what they perceive to be the United States walking away from the United Nations during the pre-war negotiations regarding Iraq.
Bolton did negotiate successfully as UN ambassador and was not the bull in the china shop that some critics were afraid he might turn out to be.
He, however, did grow into the job and received quite a bit of support from other countries, particularly Security Council permanent members, and was able to secure unanimous votes on Iran, on North Korea, by negotiating behind closed doors and in a way that was more diplomatic than when he entered.
The Osgood File. Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Somewhere between what a person is saying and what they're not saying, between what a person wants and what they need, lies understanding. For every client, everywhere, UBS has the distinct ability to listen. But more importantly, the commitment to understand. UBS, leader in wealth management, global asset management, and investment banking, and committed to a relationship we call you and us. Member SIPC.
The Osgood File, December 5th, 2006.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be black. I could be white. I could be right. I could be wrong. I could be white. I could be black.
Good morning. 6:10, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Going to be a really nice day today. Mostly sunny and a high of 55. The low tonight only around 21. And then tomorrow,
partly cloudy and 43. But the high today, 55. So get out and enjoy it. It's good to have you along this morning. We have a former Senator Gary Hart coming up at 6:30. We'll talk to him about Iraq and other things going on, the future of America's energy coalition, and just a lot of things from A to Z. As much time as he'll give us, we'll definitely take it. And then, of course, we have our look at the media through Media Matters coming up at 9 o'clock this morning. Did anybody see, and I don't know if you would have seen this in the news, and I ask it only because I'm just curious about this, and I've kind of asked this question before. Taco Bell in New Jersey, I guess, got closed. Some Taco Bells in New Jersey got closed because of the E. coli outbreak. Now, didn't one of you call me and tell me that the same thing happened here with Jack in the Box? That's the reason that there are no Jack in the Boxes in Denver? That if you drive west, that you'll start running into them, but that there are none here in the Denver area because apparently they had some kind of meat problem or some kind of E. coli problem, and they got closed and they never recovered from it. Does anybody know about that? I'm just wondering. Because in the midst of everything that's going on in the world with the Iraq and all of the problems that we have in this country, I'm driving in this morning, and I hear the Taco Bell E. coli story, which is only in New Jersey. I mean, it's not here. And I started to flash back to Jack in the Box and how somebody here had called me. Maybe it was this time, you know, working here at AM 760, or maybe it was the last time I worked here. And said, oh, Jay, there's no Jack in the Box here, and here's the reason that there isn't. Why am I getting into all of this? Because I'm now 3 weeks away from my hospital stay on December the 26th for my gastric bypass. And even though I know that stuff is not good, you know, I'm thinking about all this stuff that I'm no longer going to eat. I'm not going to touch this stuff. I'm going to stay totally and completely away from it because I'm getting a new lease on life. And Dr. Snyder is doing a wonderful job. And on Thursday, I have a nutrition class to go to, and I'm trying to clean my act up so that I can live. I've already outlived my father, who died at 50 of a heart attack, and I'm 54, and I'd like to kind of, you know, at least live to be about 70. So you start thinking about all this stuff, and you start thinking about the stuff that you can't have and that you're not going to be able to have, which doesn't bother me in the least. I'm not jonesing for a, what is it that McDonald's used to serve? Those, what was that? What was the name of those hamburgers? No, Big Mac's is McDonald's. What are those things called? Oh, come on. Nobody knows? Bonus burgers. Is that what they were? Bonus burgers? And I'm not jonesing for those babies at all. I'm just being irrelevant at 6:14 in the morning. 14 minutes after 6, and I totally and completely admit it. I mean, I totally and completely admit the fact that I'm on a serious, issue-oriented, formatted radio station, angering those who are clamoring to get in their 30 or 40 minutes of administration hating by sitting here. I'm angering them by sitting here talking about fast food restaurants. Now, according to the research of our staff, they closed all their locations in Colorado in 1996. But does anybody know why they closed all of them in 1996? What was the reason behind them pulling the plug?
Here's what this says. I'm looking at the Wikipedia definition of Jack in the Box. And in 1993, Jack in the Box suffered a major crisis involving E. coli bacteria. 4 people died. Hundreds of others became sick after eating undercooked hamburgers contaminated with bacteria at locations in the Seattle area and other parts of the Pacific Northwest. The chain was faced with several lawsuits, each of which was quickly settled. Due to the backlash reaction to the crisis, Jack in the Box closed all of its locations in Colorado by May of 1996.
But yet they're open in other cities. So I believe the Jack in the Box is owned by the Food Maker Corporation. And Taco Bell is owned by PepsiCo, which also owns Kentucky Fried Chicken, A&W Root Beer. So now I wonder if people are going to go take them to court. John typed in here you were talking about the Outlaw Burger. No, that's not what it was called. It's called the Bonus Burger. Jack in the Box was the first drive-through restaurant I ever remember as a kid. Ma'am, your order, please. Yeah, let me have a couple of those bonus burgers with double cheese, a large order of fries, some onion rings, a cherry Coke, one with ice, one without, and then they would repeat it back to you. Doesn't anybody remember that? See, that's all that car culture stuff that's now gone and looked down upon that nobody wants to have anything more to do with. Because it's not considered to be chic, or it's not considered to be it's looked down upon as being lowbrow. All that car culture stuff, which I still love. I still love to this day. I still love it all. You know, Miss Bardahl and all that stuff. Big Daddy Ed Roth, Rat Fink. Doesn't anybody remember that? Did you ever buy those Rat Fink comic books when you were a kid? Maybe I'm really dating myself here. Or Von Dutch, or any of those people? Or Robert Williams? Or any of that car stuff? I guess nobody's into that anymore. Except for me. Me and about three other people. But if I'll tell you what, you go look on the internet and you go look to buy that stuff's expensive. So somebody out there must like it. All right, 6:17, 17 minutes after 6, and the phones are just sitting here silent at 303-713-7600, so nobody has anything to say about fast food in America. Can anybody name the first fast food restaurant you ever went to? And when I say fast food, I mean where you had to, like, drive through?
You clean up your plate.
Good morning. 6:22, 22 minutes after 6, mostly sunny. High of 55. Former Senator Gary Hart coming up here at 6:30. Right now we're talking about fast food lore. And what was the first drive-in restaurant that your parents ever took you to? You know, where you drove through the little, man, we're on a plane. Here's Brian in Boulder said he was a car hop. Brian, you're on AM 760.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hey, Brian.
When I was 14 years old in a little town in Iowa, that was the first job I ever had, was working as a car hop, like a Sonic or something like that. Although I guess Sonic doesn't even do it anymore, but...
Yeah, Sonic still has car hops.
Yeah, I thought they did. But, yeah, it was just some little independent, and that was it, you know? That's what I did. It was fun. And... car stuff, Art Arfon's.
Oh, Art Arfon's Green Dragon.
You bet, man. Sox and Martin.
Yeah.
And the Summers Brothers, their Salt Flat Streamliner.
Right.
You know, there's some great guys out
Big
there.
Big Daddy Don Garlitz.
I was thinking of him, too. Yeah.
See, yeah, all that stuff. Okay, is it politically incorrect to remember that stuff and to like it? Or
not for me, man.
Not for me either. Okay, does that make us, like, really bad people? Because we know global warming is coming on. We know we got to, you know, we got to decrease greenhouse gases. But still, that stuff that was part of your childhood, how can you give all that up?
Where does everybody get all their politically correct clothes and blah, blah, blah? You know, it all comes by truck. So,
yeah, that's true.
So, you know, and yeah, we ought to, it'd be good to figure out some other way to do it, but anybody who says, oh, that's not cool, that's a river in Egypt.
Well, there you go. How about Mickey Thompson?
Mickey Thompson, man. They still use his tires on a lot of tracks.
Yeah, that's another one. I'm trying to think of all of those guys, and then they had, like, Mrs. Bardahl or whatever, the race boat and all this kind of stuff.
Yeah, and there was Miss Hirsch Shifter. Her last name was Vaughn, I think. She was just this.
I know who you're talking.
Linda
about.
Vaughn was
Linda,
that? Linda
and Linda Vaughn?
No, that's not quite it. But she was just this total knockout.
There was surely a Cha-Cha Muldowney.
Yeah, see, and there's recently been a movie made about her.
Right.
She had the record for at least 1 year as the very fastest of men and everybody. She was the fastest driver 1 year. She won the championship for unlimited fuel.
Boy, that used to be a big thing when I was a kid.
Vandermeer, I think, is still pretty big.
I think Vandermeer's closed, isn't it?
No, it's not. See, there was a thing a few years ago, and it was Roger. Here's another big name, Roger Penske.
Yeah, right.
And they call him the captain. He's got this empire, literally. And he wanted to build a track east of Denver someplace. I forget exactly where. And he wanted to do a whole, mega thing with drag strip and NASCAR and everything. But and Vandermeer was going to kind of, because Vandermeer is a family operation, and Vandermeer was kind of going to go with him or merge or something, but it never happened. So Vandermeer's still there.
See, there's somebody out there driving a Prius right now listening to you and I going, oh, these two oil sluts. these two fossil heads. Damn them. Get rid of them. But, it's part of your life.
It is. And cars, a lot of good things happen. People get conceived in cars. They get born in cars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Lots of good things happen around cars.
You got it. Hey, take care, Brian.
Take care, man.
All right, see ya. Here's Claire in Loveland. Claire, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
I was just listening to you talk about Jack in the Box, and that reminded me of the Jack in the Box that I used to go to. When I first moved to San Francisco, there was a Jack in the Box. Actually, I lived in Daly City. Jack in the Box I used to go to every night after work. And, oh, my God, I gained so much weight. I got so fat on that.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, it was terrible. And all I had to do was stop going to Jack in the Box, and I just lost a ton of weight. And I grew up in Detroit, so, I love cars.
So you lived in Daly City.
Daly City, yeah.
Daly City was a neat town with those, with the fog would always roll in Daly City.
Fog capital of the world, I used to call it. I still love fog.
Yeah, cool. I like it, too, and I like the architecture in Daly City as well.
Oh, you're kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't think it had any.
Yeah, it does. Those, those where they have those houses where they have the garage, like to the street, and then the houses above it. And
that's typical San Francisco.
Yeah, I just love that. I love Daly City. But I never could afford to live over there, so I always had to live in, Mary and I always had to live in exile in Union City.
Oh, I don't even remember where Union City is.
It's over there on the East Bay below Hayward.
Oh, yeah. Well, Daly City was fairly cheap, I think. Certainly cheaper than San Francisco, but... And anyhow, my first drive-in was Elias Brothers Big Boy on the east side of Detroit.
Oh, the Big Boy restaurants.
Big Boy, yeah. Hamburgers and onion rings.
Yeah, that's right, with the fat little kid out in front.
That's right, holding up the tray of burgers.
Yeah, I'd forgotten about all of that because I didn't grow up with that. Where I grew up in Southern California, I don't know if they had Big Boys or not.
Yeah, I don't know. I was back in Michigan this summer, and I think I did see them. I think they're still around there. But, yeah, they're kind of a Midwest thing, I think.
Now we can't eat that stuff.
Well, that's why, because you go to places like Jack in the Box, Big Boy, and you get fat.
You can't eat it. It's bad. You know what? Because we know it's not good for you.
That's why that culture got a bad name, because it deserved it,
But you know what? When you were a kid, though, when you were like 16, you could get gas for 28 cents a gallon.
I remember buying 25 cents worth of gas to get home from work one day, because it got me home.
You could score a hamburger for 22 cents.
Yep.
What did you need in the world?
Well, yeah, but, when you were little, you could burn it off a little more easily. Or not little, but when you're younger. But anyhow, now we got all these kids that are too fat, too. So
it's
not good stuff,
I
still eat it once in a while. I still love a McDonald's hamburger, but not very often.
No, not me. I'm staying away from it. I'm getting this new lease on life coming up the 26th, and I'm swearing it off.
Get into Boca Burgers. They are really good.
I'm not getting into anything other. I'm not getting into anything other than what Dr. Snyder gives me. That's all I'm doing.
He'll let you eat Boca Burgers, I can assure you.
Okay, well, we'll see. All right, Claire, thanks.
Okay, bye.
All right. Best drive-thru I ever saw, Sunset Boulevard. They had a place called Tiny Nailers, which had a woman in a short skirt, a car hop, going around and around with a milkshake on a tray. And then across the street was J. Ward Productions, Rocky and Bullwinkle, where Jay Ward went out and erected a statue of Bullwinkle dressed in a car hop uniform holding Rocky as they went around in a circle. I used to love that. All right, 6:30 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll talk with former Senator Gary Hart coming up here. Right now, we'll take a check of traffic with Gina.
All right, thanks, Jay. Well, we have one minor problem. Car wreck eastbound I-70 near 270. Now, there's no significant delays through that stretch. Just watch out for them. They may be off there on the shoulder. 270 already packed up across Commerce City, and we're getting the typical buildup southbound 25 from 104th to 84th as usual.
Mountain Coin Machine Distributors has been supplying operators throughout the western U.S. with video games, vending equipment, jukeboxes, pool tables, coin-op equipment, and parts and service for over 50 years. Their friendly sales staff is eager to hear from you, and their large buying power will guarantee you a price that's competitive. Mountain Coin also specializes in home game rooms. If you're in the market for a pool table, jukebox, foosball table, air hockey, pinball machine, pretty much anything you can put a quarter in, they are the answer. Call 303-427-2133 or go to mountaincoin.com today.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-458-3263 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-458-3263. 1-800-458-3263.
He'll be there from noon until 4, December 9th, 16th, and 23rd, and from noon until 4 each day. And while you're there, of course, your kids are telling Santa Claus what they want for Christmas, you'll have the opportunity to look at Rocky's massive inventory of over 650 automobiles and see what there's room under the tree for you for a new vehicle. Their matching down incentive is continuing, so Rocky's is giving you up to a $1,500 holiday gift match so you can buy a new car. Whatever you put down, up to $1,500, Rocky's will match. Santa Claus and a matching down throughout the holidays going on at Rocky's Autos. And you can check them out online, too, at rockysautos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan and check out the inventory. Ask for Steve and Jason. They handle that. Or just get down there and look at the great inventory of cars and trucks and vehicles that Rocky's has got. Clean, late model used automobiles. One of the biggest selections in all of Colorado. Every vehicle winterized, so you're in tip-top shape and ready to go. Rocky's Autos. Get out there and see my friends, the Alshears, Tom, and Marv. Also, Spanky and Gerard Menard and Jason Mays and all of the gang at Rocky's Autos. They're there to help you. Or check them out on the internet at rockysautos.com. Rocky's is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Rocky's Autos, get out there and see them. They're located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Now's the time to take them out there and let them meet Santa.
Not available in all states. Exclusions and limitations apply.
How come there's a for sale sign in front of the Matthews house?
I heard Bob never got around to getting life insurance before he passed away. The expenses are just too much for Sue to handle.
Thank goodness we just got life insurance from Stonebridge Life.
That's something we've been putting off.
Well, don't put it off. It was so easy. All it took was one phone call, and we were done. Let me get you the number.
If you need life insurance, why not get it done now, quickly and easily with Stonebridge Life Insurance Company? If you're between 18 and 45, you can go through our express application right over the phone. You'll know in minutes if you're approved for up to $250,000 of term life insurance for less than you ever imagined. Just call 1-800-900-3389. There's no medical exam, no agent visit. Your acceptance is based on information provided. So just one call takes care of it all. If you have a family, you need life insurance. So make this important phone call to Stonebridge Life and find out more today. 1-800-900-3389. That's 1-800-900-3389.
Another holiday season. And another season with men and women overseas.
Iraq.
Afghanistan, Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan.
All places far from home. Happy holidays to you and your family all over the world. From AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's bring our military
coming back home.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:35, 35 minutes past the hour. High today, going to be a really nice day, mostly sunny, and a high of 55. AM 760, Progressive Talk. This entire program available on podcast at am760.net. Or instant, that is so hard to say real fast, instant message me or IM me at am760.net. I try to reply to as many of those as I possibly can. I don't always get around to getting all of them. It's just impossible to do. I admit it up front. I'm just not multi-talented enough to be able to, like, talk and chew gum at the same time or do this radio show and then sit there and you know, answer back on emails. But I do try to do the best job that I possibly can. And I always get some conservatives and people who disagree with me, and, you know, they'll say, well, I know you're sick of hearing from me, and I tell them, no, I'm not. I just try to do the best I possibly can and can't always answer as much as I try. So if you email me and then I don't get back to you, and it isn't because I didn't read it or didn't care, it's just that I just didn't have the time to get it done. But I encourage you to do it, because I take all of your thoughts to heart, even the insulting ones, at 6:36, 36 minutes past the hour. And we're waiting for former U.S. Senator and presidential candidate Gary Hart to join us. And sometimes these things happen where they won't show up because it's early in the morning and you're at the whim of a guest. And sometimes a guest will make it and sometimes they won't. And you get blown off at the last minute. That's one of the kind of the cool things about doing live radio, is you're operating without a net, as opposed to going in, which a lot of guys do. And then what they'll do is they'll schedule all of their interviews after they get off the air, and then they pre-interview those guys, and then they stick them on, and they're recorded, and they got it all done. But a lot of us fly without a net, which is exactly what I'm doing this morning, which is flying without a net and waiting for Senator Hart to show up. And perhaps Senator Hart is not going to show up, which means that if he doesn't, I'll just switch to Plan B, because I got a Plan B. Trust me, I always bring like an A, B, and a C. And if worse came to worse, I could go back and torture you with talking about car culture, which I'm sure the majority of this audience rejects and doesn't want to talk about. But even if you're into the future, I mean, even if your mindset is into the future, and my mindset is very much into the future, I really believe that we need to make adjustments, and I really believe that we need to do things, and I really believe that we need an energy, assistance program. What I mean by that is that's the wrong terminology, energy assistance. What we need is a plan for alternative energy, and we talked about this yesterday. I really believe that we do. It doesn't mean, though, that we should forget the past and where we came from. And some of those things that were parts of our childhood that are now gone. And the late Abby Hoffman used to say that, looking back, that nostalgia is depression. I'm not so sure I agree with that. And there's got to be parts of your childhood, cultural things in your childhood, that you have to look back on and that you have to yearn for, or feel like, wow, you know, things just seemed to be so much simple back then, so much simpler and easier to figure out. And now the world seems to be such a complex place, and there seems to be so much going on in the world, and it seems to be so hard to figure out what's right and what's wrong, and it's so hard to figure out the right thing to do at times, where back then it just seemed like it was easy. It was easy to figure it out. Now, I'm sure if you go back then and you're back in that mindset, I'm sure that it wasn't an easy thing to figure out. I'm sure a lot of you, including myself, had probably childhoods that were hell and that were not very, very great. But all of us had something about our teenage years that we relish, that we remember with fondness. Maybe it was out Friday or Saturday night cruising. Maybe it was the first automobile you ever got, or maybe I don't know what it would be for you. I mean, I don't know what it would be for you. I don't know what that would be. Are we got Senator Gary Hart? Okay, let's go to the phones. And Senator, thanks for getting up this morning and being on the program with us. Certainly do appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm sorry for the delay.
Oh, that's okay. It's no problem. Better to be able to pick your brains for 5 minutes less than not get to pick your brains at all.
Not much brains left these days.
It doesn't sound like it to me. Iraq is just a major mess. And over the weekend, I saw Stephen Hadley out there on all of the talking shows, and I got very, very frustrated with the answers he was giving. This idea that we are still, you know, winning in Iraq, that we are making progress in Iraq, that this and that. How do you see our overall position as it stands today, one day before the Baker-Hamilton bipartisan commission is supposed to come out with its recommendations? How do you see our standing in Iraq right now, Senator?
I think it's almost impossible to form any kind of creative judgments without actually having been there, and I have not. And therefore, you're relying on secondhand accounts. If you are predisposed towards our presence there, the glass is half full. A lot of reporters and even military people who have been there say the glass is more than half empty. I think it would be awfully a lot more helpful if the president would define victory and define winning and define what he means by what we're trying to do. If it means a stable, survivable, peaceful democracy, then I think we better plan to be there 10 or 20 years.
10 or 20 years?
Well, the British were there. The British occupied that country. They helped create it in the period of 1917 to 1920, and they were there for over 28 years and finally packed up and left. It's an artificial country. It is not a natural country. It is not a single nation. It is three different nations within an artificial boundary, and they've hated each other for hundreds, if not thousands of years. And we simply can't solve those ancient animosities.
This memo that was written by Donald Rumsfeld, do you think that this was an honest assessment of what he felt, or do you think it was a way for him to write this thing, have his people leak it, and a good way for him to CYA himself in the history books?
You're becoming so cynical. You ought to live in Washington.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean that.
I've never been good at questioning other people's motives. I think you can, Thoreau defined circumstantial evidence as finding a trout in the milk, and I think this is kind of a trout in the milk. So maybe that was all planned. The timing is questionable, I guess.
Okay, I'll leave.
We've got to come to a point where our public officials are more honest with the American people. If this is what he really felt and was feeling that, for a period of time, he had an obligation to tell members of Congress and be honest with them and therefore with us. That's the way the system is supposed to work. It's this this paranoid secrecy that has plagued this administration that's come back to haunt it. And you can't run a mass democracy of 300 million people with that kind of concealment and secrecy and ultimate dishonesty. It's supposed to be an open democracy.
You chaired early on the Hart-Rudman Commission. Your feelings about that and your feelings about the defense of this country and homeland security.
Well, looking at the history of the last 5 or 6 years, it all kind of fits together in a way. Our commission, which has since the fact been called a terrorism commission, was not. We had a broad mandate to review for 2.5 years the national security policy of the United States post-Cold War. Who are we? What is our role in the world, and what should we do? What are the threats, and what are the opportunities? And we focused as much on opportunities as we did threats. But in the 2.5-year period, based on testimony from experts and former Clinton administration officials, we formed the opinion that the country was going to be attacked by terrorists sooner rather than later. And we said so. And we delivered the report according to our mandate to the new administration, January 31st, 2001. And we said terrorists are coming and they're going to attack this country and we are unprepared. And we urged the new administration to create a new Department of Homeland Security. They did nothing. The press largely ignored the report, even though something like this had not been done since 1947, and the rest is history. And then after 9/11, we declared war on terrorism, invaded Afghanistan, as we had a right to do. But then the neoconservatives in the administration picked up an old agenda, which was overthrow Saddam Hussein. They did not tell the truth about the reasons for doing so. They linked it to the war on terrorism wrongly, and here we are.
What do you think their fascination was with Saddam Hussein?
Well, it's interesting. I think if you read the documents surrounding this, the project for a new American century, they were very straightforward about it, and they said they could, you could not have peace in the Middle East. It all had to do with the Middle East, oil, our relationships with Israel, and our whole posture there, until we overthrew Saddam Hussein. Now, why that was the case, I'm not sure, because we supported him in his war with Iran. And this, our friends, the Saudis, who are providing so much oil, never, to my knowledge, said to us, look, we got to get rid of this guy, Saddam Hussein. So it was just something these people concocted. And then, of course, after the election of 2000, most of them became senior officials, Dick Cheney, Donald Rumsfeld, Richard Pearl, and all the rest. And 9/11 gave them the excuse to invade Iraq. The big mistake, I mean, they could have honestly said, look, we want a new Middle Eastern policy, and we believe the key to it is creating a friendly base in the Middle East and Iraq, and here are our reasons for doing so. But instead they said weapons of mass destruction, terrorism, links to al-Qaeda, they're going to attack the United States, and it was all false.
6:47, 47 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Former Senator Gary Hart on the line. Don't you think peace in the Middle East runs through Jerusalem?
Yeah, but they said the road to Jerusalem runs through Baghdad, which is a clever phrase, but it doesn't mean anything. It never made sense to me why playing a key role in negotiating an Israeli-Palestinian peace settlement, which they seem not interested in doing, required the overthrow of Saddam Hussein. He had very little, if anything, to do with the Israeli-Palestinian problem. And so we've just created a hornet's nest for ourselves and made that project more difficult. But up to that point, the Bush administration had shown very little interest in getting itself involved, as previous administrations have, Democratic and Republican, in trying to negotiate, being the honest broker, trying to negotiate a two-state solution.
On another topic, which would help us immensely, and you've talked about this, and I admit to being terribly hooked on fossil fuels, and I love automobiles, but energy future and the idea that we have to free ourselves of this dependency on oil, why can't we get the kind of feeling towards that project that John Kennedy inspired towards us going to the moon?
I think proper political leadership of the American people are ready for that. You simply don't have, and it's almost uniquely the president, and you simply don't have a president who believes in that. And why that is, I mean, why he can't bring himself to reach a conclusion that a lot of other people, including many, many moderate Republicans, have reached, is beyond me. Now, with all due respect, you formulated the question wrongly. We're not going to become independent of oil. What we can do is become sufficiently independent of oil from the Persian Gulf that we do not need to go to war for it. We import a lot of oil from Canada, from Mexico, from Venezuela, and other parts of the world that is reasonably safe. It is oil from the Persian Gulf. And so when people say, what is energy independence mean? For me, it means being sufficiently independent of unreliable supplies from the Persian Gulf that we, if it's cut off, we do not have to lose the lives of young Americans to get it. That's the definition of energy independence to me. And the way you do that is to have fuel efficiency standards on our cars, which the administration has resisted, even though they work and everybody knows they work, taxes on carbon fuels, and all kinds of conservation efforts that wouldn't fundamentally change the basic lifestyle of any Americans.
We've had you on the show twice, and usually it's always for 10 or 15 minutes. Boy, I'd like to invite you now, at sometime in the future, maybe after the holidays, when things settle down. I would love for you to come in here some morning. You want to come in here at 9 o'clock in the morning so you don't have to get up early? That's fine.
I get up early anyway.
I'd love to have you on here for at least 45 minutes to an hour and go over all of this stuff with you in greater detail.
Well, you'd probably drive most of your audience away.
I don't think so. And I want you to consider that, and we're going to ask you to come back.
Okay.
All right?
I'd be happy to do it.
All right. There's former presidential candidate Gary Hart, and love to just pick his brain, and we thank him for being on the show. All right. It's 6:50, 10 minutes away from 7 o'clock here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. You want to comment about anything that the senator has said? 303-713-7600. I got four lines open here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. And then coming up after 7 o'clock, this is a story that I'll bet you forgot about. That we got into one Friday afternoon. This thing has worked its way, or one Friday morning, this thing has worked its way all the way up to the Supreme Court. I'm talking about bong hits for Jesus. And we'll talk about that coming up, too, here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get traffic with Gina.
Well, thanks, Jay. All good for your drive around the metro so far. We were just clearing out that one car crash eastbound I-70 near 270. Not a real big deal at all. Average speeds along the north end of town right now on I-76. I-70, really, either direction, looking pretty good at this hour. No worries for the Boulder Turnpike. Southbound arteries starting to pick up, though. I-25 into downtown and through Thornton North Glen, of course. At 225 at Colfax and likely there as you get into the Denver Tech Center. Great drive out of town on I-25. Right now we have great conditions both north to Fort Collins and south to the Springs. Weather today, increasing cloudiness, mild, windy in the foothills, high of 55. Right now, partly cloudy and 37 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Give the gift of indulgence for the holidays. The new spa at the Inverness Hotel has a host of treatments designed to help you or someone.
If there's a Broncos fan on your gift list, your shopping is over. Broncos fans, pick up your copy of For Broncos Fans Only, with stories and tales from fans throughout Broncos country, all in one book. For Broncos Fans Only is available now at Front Range King Supers and City Market locations.
You know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-998-1814. That's 1-800-998-1814. 1-800-998-1814.
So it's powerful and it works. What's better is that Beta Prostate is a healthy supplement, so you don't need a prescription for it, and it's risk-free.
For your risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-210-3461. That's 1-800-210-3461. Try Beta Prostate risk-free. That's 1-800-210-3461.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie, a service of InfoUSA, and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-700-9808. That's 1-800-700-9808. 1-800-700-9808.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
That new Neil Young CD, Neil Young Live at the Fillmore East. I keep forgetting to bring it in. And I'll try to make a mental note to bring it in tomorrow so we can play cuts from it. It's really good. And it's the first of a series of stuff that's going to be re-released about Neil Young. And I don't know if there are any of you out there that are big Neil Young fans. I just really like Neil Young. 6:55, 5 minutes away from 7 o'clock, mostly sunny, high 55. I also got that new Beatles CD. As well, the one mixed by George Martin, which I understand is pretty weird. I haven't had a chance to listen to that one either. This program available in podcast at am760.net. And I meant that what I said about Senator Hart. Love to get him back on. Trouble with doing this show and trouble with doing mornings and doing morning shows is that you can only get guys on. And you can only get them on for a few minutes at a time. And you really can't get them on for an hour. Most of them don't have an hour to give you. That's number one. And then number two, on most morning shows, you know, you shift topics. But I have a dream panel that I would love to get in here one day of different people, like Gary Hart. And I'd love to get in like David Sirota. And I'd love to get in like Paul Waldman. And I'd love to get in just all these different people that we've had on the show that always have good things to say and take topics from Iraq all the way to alternative energy, all the way to energy independence, to health insurance, to all of these things, and bounce them around. I'll tell you, there's some conservative guys that I really like, too, that I wouldn't mind putting on the air just to pick their brains. I got to tell you about one of them, which I'm sure a lot of you don't really like. Pat Buchanan. But I got to tell you something about Pat Buchanan. And I have my issues with Buchanan. But I remember early on, when the war had just started, or it had been going, I guess, for a while, and my conservative co-host had gone to cover the Republican National Convention, and she had Buchanan on the air with us, and I was back in Chicago. And Buchanan, this is early on, Buchanan started arguing that the war was wrong. And I was shocked. Now, as I said, there's a lot of stuff I don't agree with Pat. But he's got a good sense of humor. And he was really letting her have it. I'd love to get him on and just see what he thinks about things in an open-ended discussion. George Will's another guy who at times I disagree with, but would love to get on and find out what he thinks in an open-ended discussion. To me, that's what makes talk radio work, is when you get like a lot of people, not just some people. All right, bong hits for Jesus. I'll bet you guys don't remember this story. Well, we're going to revisit it, because now it's headed to the Supreme Court, and that's coming up next. Stick around.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I wanted to be able to email Mom, so we got her a computer last Christmas, which she never uses. She says it's too complicated. So we bought her something really easy, a printing mailbox.
Introducing the HP printing mailbox, powered by the Presto service, the high-tech solution for low-tech loved ones. Right out of the box, it's easy to use.
Mom took it out of the box, plugged it into the outlet and phone, and presto, she was connected. I used to call her once a week, and now I email and send her pictures nearly every day. Easy for me, easy for Mom. them.
With Presto, anyone with a phone can receive email and photos without a computer. Find out more and ask about the special radio offer. Call 1-800-700-8550.
The biggest surprise, the kids. They're always emailing their grandma. They seem closer to her, more connected.
Connect with someone you love. Find out about Presto services and ask about that special radio offer. Available for a limited time only. Call 1-800-700-8550. 1-800-700-8550. That's 1-800-700-8550.
Progressive traffic and your forecast coming up afternoon on AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKCN Thornton, Denver Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. For Robert Gates, the road to the Pentagon goes through Capitol Hill.
Bob Gates will be a fine Secretary of Defense. I appreciate
it. Live to the White House, CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Frank, with the Gates confirmation hearing starting within the hour, the president is eager to get his man on the job.
I hope for speedy confirmation so he can get sworn in and get to work.
But first, Gates has his work cut out for him before the Armed Services Committee. He'll face tough questions on where he wants to go with Iraq policy. But with many senators eager to move on beyond the Rumsfeld era at the Pentagon, easy confirmation is expected. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
Overseas, fresh violence has taken the lives of more than 30 Iraqis. CBS's Pete Gow in Baghdad says 15 died in a bombing. 15 more were caught in an ambush.
A bus carrying a group of Shia government employees to work in Baghdad this morning was ambushed by gunmen, killing and injuring most of those on board. Two gunmen caused the vehicle to stop, boarded the bus, and opened fire.
Here at home in the snowy wilderness near Grants Pass, Oregon, trackers and rescue choppers are still looking for a San Francisco man missing since he went to get help for his stranded family.
No one's given up hope at all.
Lieutenant Greg Hastings with the state police.
There's some cliffs that they may have to go down to get down to the creek. And there's still snow and ice, cold temperatures.
Searchers reached James Kim's wife and two daughters yesterday. They'd been stranded 9 days after Kim made a wrong turn. Well, it's gotten to that point. A soft drink company's putting sugar into its sodas to make them healthier. Live to CBS's Lou Miliano. Lou, how does that work?
Well, the issue is the public perception of high fructose corn syrup, the ubiquitous sweetener found in virtually everything that needs a touch of sweet, but especially soft drinks. The use of HFCS increased over 20 years, along with obesity rates, and while critics have backed off making a connection, the bad publicity stuck. So the soft drink maker Jones Soda Company switching to, not any better, cane sugar. It's all in the perception, Frank.
Louisiana homicide detectives believe they've taken a serial killer off the streets. Ronald Dominique allegedly confessed to strangling or suffocating 23 men. Mike Steele of KFLY-TV has more on the story.
State Attorney General Charles Foti and others say Dominique often targeted homeless men who were walking or riding a bicycle. One was Nicholas Pellegrin of Houma. Family members say the 21-year-old man's body was found in November of last year. They say news of the arrest does little to help with their grief.
It still hurts. Hurts a lot. Knowing that this man did this.
Members of the Serial Killer Task Force say every law enforcement agency in the state is taking a closer look at any unsolved cases as a precaution.
And prosecutors say they intend to go for the death penalty. Well, former President George Bush almost made it, but the father in him took over and he broke down in tears when he told a Florida audience how proud he was of his son, Governor Jeb Bush. S&P futures are up 3 points. This is CBS News.
New Michelin tires on sale from Sears, along with family, friends, and rum balls. Something to be thankful for. With new tires, you can drive to the store to buy the forgotten can of cranberry and the extra batteries. You can go to find the last-minute gift for that last-minute nephew who shows up late with his roommate. With Michelin tires, the holidays just seem brighter.
Get the lowest price of the year on Michelin tires, only at Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Sale ends 12/24/06.
Welcome back to Sports Beat with me, Dan Stevens, and we've got Nancy on a car phone.
Dan, I just missed a turn. Now should I take a right or a left here?
You know this is Sports Beat, don't you?
To easily get back on track when you miss a turn, you want to ask TomTom, not Dan.
Turn left.
TomTom Go is your portable, everyday GPS solution. Grab it and go. Just tap the screen and a helpful voice guides you where you're going.
You have reached your destination.
TomTom Go. Find your way the easy way. Learn more at TomTom.com.
Call the mortgage store today at 303-423-7171.
I'm Jerry Bell with an AM 760 local news update. The Denver City Council has passed a law to prohibit holding signs and banners on overpasses. The ACLU had opposed the ordinance as unnecessary and overly broad. The city attorney's office said the issue was one of public safety. Council President Michael Hancock.
Someone hitting their brakes creates a major problem on I-25 and I-70. And so with that in mind and with the issue of public health and safety indelibly placed in my mind, I'm going to support this legislation.
Only three of the 12 council members opposed the measure. A Colorado Springs police officer is dead after an overnight traffic stop that led to gunfire. Officers pulled over a car for a suspected DUI infraction last night. When they approached the car, the suspect opened fire. The power of Colorado voters is being felt at the state capitol. Two senators so far have announced that they are resigning early to avoid restrictions imposed by Amendment 41. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Jerry Bell. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Jerry. Well, I-70 back to just the normal congestion now. That wreck long gone. Eastbound lanes heavier now out of Wheat Ridge. Westbound lanes seeing more cars near 225. 225 as well on the increase southbound through the Tech Center. You'll be doing the brake tapping at ILIF on the northbound side. And through Lakewood, we're into pretty heavy conditions now approaching I-25. Weather today, increasing cloudiness, mild, windy in the foothills, high of 55. Right now, partly cloudy and 37 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM-760, Progressive Talk.
Donor Alliance is enhancing lives through organ and tissue donation. Sign up today to be an organ and tissue donor.
If there's a Broncos fan on your gift list, your shopping is over. Broncos fans, pick up your copy of For Broncos Fans Only, with stories and tales from fans throughout Broncos country, all in one book. For Broncos Fans Only is available now at Front Range King Supers and City Market locations.
Papillomavirus and cervical cancer, a cancer diagnosed in thousands of American women each year. But cervical cancer can be prevented through recommended Pap screening and treatment if detected. Help others make the connection between cervical cancer and HPV. To learn more, visit maketheconnection.org. Sponsored by the Cancer Research and Prevention Foundation and Step Up Women's Network with support from Merck.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin
on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right.
It's 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. Mostly sunny and a high of 55. Jay Marvin here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. The show available in podcast at am760.net. It's going to be a really nice day out today. Maybe I should put this bong hits for Jesus on the back burner here. Because there's two other local stories that are really worth talking about. And one of them is one of these stories where you got to get on the air and you got to ask, I have to ask you, having not gone through this myself, what's going on and what's happening? And I think I'm going to do that. And we'll get the bong hits in somehow here. But I want to do this. Jerry Bell has talked about it this morning in the news, and I was thinking about it during the news at the top of the hour. Because here's what we hear. What we hear on a constant basis is how good the economy is and how good things are doing out there and how great things are. And I know people that are unemployed and can't find jobs. Now, trouble with this is not a scientific sample. I don't know enough people, and I don't know enough of you to be able to tell one way or the other what really is going on out there. But this is in the Rocky Mountain News this morning, and it's disturbing. It's official. A record number of real estate foreclosures have been filed in the Denver area this year. In the first 11 months of 2006, public trustees in seven county metro area opened 17,782 foreclosures. That's 3.85% higher than the record set in 1988 when you remember the oil industry bust that went on here. Experts say other parts of the country that recently had hot real estate markets need only look at Denver to see what's in store for them. A large percentage of filings are concentrated in the foreclosure belts of Adams and Weld counties, North Aurora, northeastern Denver neighborhoods such as Montebello and Green Valley Ranch. Some upscale neighborhoods are virtually untouched. As a percentage of the number of homes and loans on the market, the foreclosure rate is still lower today than after the loss of jobs in the wake of the energy crunch in 1988. Still, today's foreclosure crisis is increasingly taking its toll on homeowners, especially with scams and frauds on the rise. Last year, the FBI described Denver as one of the top 10 hotspots in the country for mortgage fraud. All right, anybody going through foreclosure here in the area? You want to talk about it? Now, I got to tell you, my entire family is in real estate. But being the rebel that I am, I have scrupulously ignored learning about the business. And being in the business I'm in, as an adult, Mary and I have only owned two homes. I don't have a lot of experience in this. I'm not the guy who's going to sit in on Saturday or Sunday on AM 760 and host the real estate show, because I don't have that information. I don't have that knowledge. And I want to know why people are going through foreclosures here. Are you losing your jobs? Is that what it is? Is it unreasonable mortgages? Because I read all the time about these mortgages where the rates change and they go up way high. And then people can't meet them. Is it other financial pressures? And this whole thing comes at a bad time of the year. Now, I do know the housing market is soft. I mean, I see that in the media almost every day, that the housing bubble has burst and that one of the things that kept the economy going was that people took a lot of equity out of their homes. I've heard that discussed. Now, since Mary and I don't have a home to take equity out of, we've never gone down that road. And when we did have homes, we never took equity out of the houses. So, why are people's backs up against the wall? Why is this going on? And why is it that area lawmakers seem to have nothing to say about it? And that it's the great secret that is not very secret. But yet, it is secret. And I've had people in other lines of business say to me, well, let me tell you what's going on. We're not doing as well as we used to. One of the reasons is home foreclosures. Until home foreclosures settle down, we're just not going to do as well as we used to. So we're waiting for that trend to pass. Is it unscrupulous mortgage lenders out there? If so, does that call for regulation? You know, there are people in this country. I get emails from them all the time. They worship the monument. They worship the god of the unregulated market. They love it. They'd never met an unregulated market they didn't like. Most of the time, when I run into unregulated markets, I always end up seeing trouble. I see trouble in unregulated anythings. It's one of the reasons why I've said on this radio station time and time again that it's extremes that get you into trouble. And this whole extreme about, well, the government is here to protect me, might provide for the common defense, and maintain the roads, and stay out of my life, and the marketplace should determine everything. See, to me, it doesn't work. It's not practical. What ends up happening is people end up getting injured. And I can give you example out of example of this kind of stuff, where people end up getting injured. Well, I'm for tort reform. What they're really saying is they don't want you or me or anybody else who thinks they may have a case to go to court and try to sue somebody because we got screwed over. Never mind if it's in our heads. Shouldn't you and I have a right to have a day in court? Shouldn't there be regulations on things? Or should lenders be able to do whatever the hell they want? Banks do whatever the hell they want. Gas companies do whatever the hell they want. Utilities do whatever the hell they want. Broadcast companies do whatever the hell they want. Cable companies do whatever the hell they want. And everybody get out there and have, as they used to say in the old days of professional wrestling in the 50s, a catch-as-catch-as-can environment in which anything goes down. To me, I don't see how people can't see that that's impractical. That if you've got a guy out there that's running a scam when it comes to lending, why shouldn't there be regulations to protect the consumer? Why? How do you argue against that? But you'd be surprised. I get a lot of people who do argue against it. I get a lot of email from people who do argue against this stuff. And they usually take the attitude of, you should have been aware. You should have known better. You should have done your homework. You should have been in the know. It's your fault. It's your fault. It's your fault. There's a sucker born every minute, and you just happen to be one. And I don't think that's right. You think that's right? What about values? What about morals? What about decency? What about the idea that you don't rip off your neighbor? See, I'm puzzled by all of this. And I think this foreclosure rate thing has a lot to do with this. I really do. So if you're like one of these free market proponents, step up to the plate and tell me how this is supposed to work in the mortgage lending business. And I'm open to all comers on this as to why this foreclosure record is being set. 303-713-7600. I got two lines open.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Being reported right around the Eisenhower and across Summit Passes. Weather today, increasing cloudiness, mild, windy in the foothills, high of 55. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, 26. Right now, partly cloudy and 37. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Michelin Winter Tires, the safety of starting, stopping, and cornering traction that lasts winter after winter. To get your Michelin Winter Tires or to find a Michelin dealer near you, visit MichelinMan.com.
Just Brakes.
What does Just Brakes charge for new brake pads?
Just Brakes safety experts will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels for just $99.88.
All four wheels?
Yes. Just Brakes will also machine rotors and drums and inspect the brake system for any other problems.
Just Brakes installs pads and shoes on all four wheels and machines rotors and drums for $99.88. You are the brake safety experts. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Additional parts or services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
7:18, 18 minutes after 7. I'm going to talk to you about a mortgage company that's not going to rip you off. How do I know? Because I have experience with them. And I've been talking about them for a long, long time. Here's an important offer that'll save you money, and it's money available only from the mortgage store. They have a 6 months no-payment program, and I guarantee you're going to love this. They're going to combine 5.75% 30-year fixed loan with an exclusive 6 months with no-payment plan. Adjustable rate mortgages go higher and higher. Credit card rates are astronomical. Get rid of all of these. Consolidate your bills into one low payment with no payments for the next 6 months. The mortgage store is not a fly-by-night institution. They are not some kind of weird scam. They are an Inc. 500 company, and you can trust that you'll get results. They underwrite their own loans so they can say yes when others say no. And as a direct lender, they can close your loan in as little as a week, and they're with you every step of the way, these folks. They've got $25 million dedicated to this program. It's not going to last long, so you've got to get on the horn and call them right now. This 5.75% rate with only 5.99 APR and 6 months no payments won't last long, so don't wait. Call them right now, 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171, 303-423-7171.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949.
Grassroots student in Iraq is them damn Al-Qaeda.
Randy Rhodes.
And how the hell do you say Nuri al-Maliki's name? Is it al-Maliki, al-Maliki? Nobody can agree. And nobody can say Ahmadinejad. No one, not even me. I just, I'm there.
Catch Randy Rhodes.
No one can say the name, and no one cares. To the media, is so off the mark.
Weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:21. 21 minutes after 7. High today, 55, under mostly sunny skies. Going to be a nice day today. Denver area foreclosures set a record. This is according to the Rocky Mountain News. Why is what I'm asking. And how does this apply to all of these people who like to worship the free market? Let's go to Mike in Lakewood. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi.
Say, I called you guys a couple weeks ago in regards to the same problem. And, you know, I don't have an answer. I was foreclosed on about 3 months ago. But, Jay, I've owned three homes, all with the same lender. And I was never even late on one payment in that entire history of those three loans. One statistic I did pick up.
Wait. Let me ask you, why were you late with one payment?
No, I was never late with one payment.
You were never late, but with one payment?
In 25 years, Jay.
And what did they say? Because you were, and how late were you?
Well, when we got foreclosed on, my wife and I'm a small business owner. I had to lay some people off. She apparently missed three payments, and after 90 days, you're not allowed to make a payment and a half. They called us on the entire loan. But here's the story. The 50% of the loans, they only close, they only foreclose on one party. I was never even contacted, Jay, in the entire process of the foreclosure. So I didn't get a notice in the mail. Nobody called me. They had my cell phones. They had my home lines.
Well, what did they do? Just notify your wife, but they never notified you?
That's correct.
Why didn't they notify you? Your name was on there, too, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. I at the closing table and signed my name. But that's the deal. I talked to several attorneys, and he said, son, you live in the 21st century, and he didn't call me son because I'm 53 years old. But he said, you're on your own. Nobody cares about the fellow neighbor. There is no compassion for anyone. You have to protect your own back.
Well, that's really sad.
Oh, it's absolutely sad.
So you lost your house.
I lost my house, a 5,000-square-foot five-car garage that I'd been in 10 years, Jay, and I was never late with one payment until this happened. And my wife was too afraid to tell me. She thought that she could work it out with the lenders.
Well, that's kind of a natural reaction. I mean, I'd probably do the same thing.
Well, of course. I mean, I'm not the easiest guy to get along with, you know, because I'm still on medication due to this process. But
So there was no way to work this out. You absolutely just lost your house. They wouldn't talk to you. They wouldn't work any of this stuff out.
That's correct. They would not call me. They wouldn't let me. I had several tens of thousands of dollars in the bank. We got behind 3 months, and they just wouldn't do it. You can't even talk to the lender on the phone. They just say, nah, see you later, click. They called us on the entire amount, which was about $275,000.
Well, then the lender gets your house, but then the lender's got to turn around and then has got to turn the home over again.
Jay, I drove by there one time, and I've been out of that house now about 90 days. They've completely gutted the inside and outside. I mean, they easily have to put $400,000 into this house. It's ridiculous, but that's what I'm saying. You need to keep this in mind. They foreclosed, and half of the foreclosures out there, they only foreclose on one party, not everybody that signs at the closing table. So it's legislation. And it's unscrupulous lenders. They don't want, you know, for you to be able to make up the payments. They want the entire loan.
Was your loan through a major financial institution?
It was through, can I say the name of the mortgage company?
Oh, yeah, hell, I don't care.
Countrywide Mortgage.
Yeah, they're pretty big.
And the thing is, once all this happened and I got in touch with Casey Pison, who's, because I talked to your lawyer, he doesn't do real estate, so they put me in touch with the top guy in the state. Well, here you have an attorney that writes the laws. And he's the one that told me, protect your own back. There's no compassion for anybody anymore. You're in the 21st century. But, Jay, they're going to make it easier. January 1st, there's a new law coming down the chute, 6 months. But even after 90 days, that's what I'm saying, your lenders won't work with you. So, and I had the money at that time, but, you know, eight, nine months ago, I didn't. But I didn't know that. You know, I have several expensive hobbies. We race short track, we race cars. And so, you know, it's not like we didn't have the money. But my wife was just freaked out. She wouldn't tell me. She said she thought she could work it out with the lender.
Yeah, how are things between you and her?
Well, we both ended up on Prozac for depression.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Of course not. We're getting along fine. Once I got the full story, the first 5 days was very tough, let me tell you that.
So I guess you just start over. Where are you living now?
We're renting a home, and I'm trying to make enough money to pay cash for the next house. I'm not going to go through a lender ever again.
Hmm.
So, I mean, it's been brutal. It has been absolutely brutal, and that's, you know, the thing that really irks me is we had the same lender, Jay, on three houses over a 25-year span, and they never even called me.
Yeah, that's pretty, you know what, you're right, that's sad. Well, it seems to me that we got to find a state legislator. We got to find somebody who's willing to get up there, in the legislature and attack this problem.
Well, Jay Perlmutter, here we come. He's in my district, and
he'd be your congressman. I wonder if this would be a federal issue, or I wonder if it would be a state issue.
I don't know, but like you say, I agreed with everything you said this morning. You are just a wonderful guy, and I don't know. I don't have an answer. I'm still really depressed about it.
Well, you know what? The being depressed about it. First of all, turn your radio down. Turn your radio down.
Okay. It's down.
All right. Let me give you a hint about being depressed about it. I had two things happen to me this summer, this spring and this summer, that were devastating. I have, not, to this day, I am not totally and completely over them. But there's two things I do. I take my medication. There's actually three things I do. I take my medication. I stay in therapy. Are you seeing somebody?
No, I'm not, Jay. Unfortunately, my psychiatrist gives me like 5 minutes, and
why do you go to a psychiatrist and only gives you 5 minutes?
Well, after today, it's over. I'm going to go in and get my medication prescribed, and I'm out of there.
Don't you think you need some talking therapy about this?
He suggested I get into an anger management group.
No.
Yeah.
No. Here's what you need. Do you have health insurance?
Oh, absolutely, Jay. I'm a small business owner.
All right. Here's what you need. What you need to do is you need to find qualified. You need to find a qualified therapist to go to talk this out and to help you get over this hump, because your life's not over. So the thing is, what part of town do you live in?
I live on the West End, up by Morrison, Red Rocks area.
Okay, do you have access to email?
Absolutely.
Okay, send me an email later today with your name, explain this conversation, and how to get a hold of you, and I will endeavor to find you somebody to go to. But let me just make recommendations to you that you, number one, should stay on your medication, so should your wife. That you, number two, need to get into talking therapy to try to get over this. And the number three, you got to remember, and it's so hard to remember, it's so hard to take to heart, that every day the sun comes up, man, every day you get out of bed, you can go out and you can change your life and you can hit a home run. And if I can do it, you can do it, and it's really hard, and I understand about disappointments, like I told you, and I'm just not going to share it with you on the air, but I went through two really bad, bad disappointments this year to the point where I was just in my shrink two weeks ago saying, I don't think I'm ever going to get over this. I don't think I'm ever going to get over this, and I'm working to get over it. And if I can work to get over it, you can work to get over it.
Right.
So, here's what we'll do. You get in contact with me.
And your email address?
Just go to the website. Go to am760.net. And you'll see it on there.
Okay.
Get in touch with me. And it may take me a while to work this out. But we'll put together a game plan. And just make sure you stay on your meds. And remember that you'll own a home again. And that your life will turn around. And the things will be better because, you know something, it's really true. Despite how bad things get, guys like you and I always find a way out. We're survivors.
Right.
You didn't get this far by being somebody who lays down.
You're right. I just want to say one more thing, and then I need to get off because you got other customers, but I really appreciate the fact that there is a Democratic phone radio station that people can call and bitch, and you guys were having a very spirited conversation on Monday. I tried to get through. But the whole point is if people don't come together as a group, and that's the problem. Everybody's just out there as an individual. That's why I thought once the Democrats won. But until we go down to the Capitol as a group and actually start protesting, and letting people know that there's problems out there that we want to address, then our vote every 4 years just ain't going to cut it. People need to get involved as a group.
And well, so, we will get involved. And as a matter of fact, we'll make some calls. We'll call some legislators that are friendly to the show, and we'll ask them about the regulations, and we'll ask them to look into them. How about that?
That sounds great, Jay.
All right?
All right, sir.
All right, I better hear from you, pal.
Hey, thanks a lot. Thanks for taking the time.
Hey, always here for you.
We'll see you later, and good luck.
You got it. All right. Been there, done that. Not with the home, but So, and someday I'll share the disappointments. Someday I'll come out and talk about them. 7:33, actually 7:34. I got one line open at 303-713-7600. We're talking about these foreclosures, these record foreclosures. Right now, though, we'll talk about some record traffic. Here's Gina.
Well, that's certainly the case, Jay. We've got big problems for your drive out of Thornton North Glen. A four-car wreck has traffic jammed southbound 25 just after 128. Now, that's the scene for the collision itself. We have the left two lanes at least blocked through there. Backup forming quickly back to 136, and it's growing. So you may just want to head off the interstate, seek a side street alternate, since we're already jammed with the normal congestion down to 84th. Otherwise, you need to move to your right to get around this. Still a good drive elsewhere around the metro. Heavy traffic now downtown and on C-470 through Highlands Ranch. Weather today, increasing cloudiness, mild, windy in the foothills, high at 55. Right now, passing clouds, 34. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
Ode to the Subway Fresh Toasted Chicken and Bacon Ranch. Tender chicken, smoky bacon, melted Monterey cheddar, creamy ranch. When the hunger's the million-dollar question, this is the sizzling hot answer. And don't forget Subway restaurants for all of your holiday catering needs. Subway. Eat fresh.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin. Mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken. Ed Schultz at 1. And Randy Rhodes at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Thermal Advantage is looking to test homes for energy efficiency. All your old windows will be taken out and new ones installed. They must test these windows in a real home environment to prove to the public that each and every homeowner will save 40% on their energy bill, or they'll reimburse you the difference. For participating, when the test is complete, you'll be able to keep the windows. Call Thermal Advantage today, 303-487-6880. That's 303-487-6880.
Some fees apply. Open 7 a.m.
7:35, 35 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Hey, don't like to think about it, you don't like to plan for it, but you may one day need the help of a personal injury lawyer. And when that time comes, you want a Progressive trial lawyer. Mike Turner believes in and supports AM 760, Progressive Talk. With years of personal injury experience, Mike Turner fights corporations and insurance companies for real people every single day. He's a trial lawyer, and he's proud of it, and he's a great guy. Mike Turner is a Progressive lawyer who will fight for you. The law offices of Mike Turner. You can reach him at 303-300-1661 or check him out on the web at MikeTurnerLaw.com.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
KD Canopy reminds, even if you obey every rule of the road, you can never be sure someone else won't make a mistake. Drive responsibly this holiday season, and if you're hosting a party where alcohol is served, collaborate with your guests on safe transportation ideas. Your foresight helps protect you, your friends, and our community. This is from KD Canopy, specializing in instant setup canopies. Great for shelter from the sun and light showers. Perfect for poolside, concession stands, and sporting events or fairs. Click KDCanopy.com.
Hi, folks. Otto the Owl here. Holiday travel in the shopping season is just around the corner. Travel tip number 3. Take the Northwest Parkway. It's the stress-free way to travel to the mall and airport. Go to flywithotto.com for more wise tips.
Over the freeway and through the lights on holiday errands we go. Nuvi knows the way to avoid traffic pileups. The Garmin Nuvi GPS with traffic alert options. Find it at Garmin.com, Best Buy, or Circuit City.
Give a Garmin. Randy Rhodes, today at 4. Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you, and we're talking about the record number of foreclosures that are going on here in the state of Colorado. One line open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Robert in Denver. Robert, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
How you doing, Jay?
Hi.
Basically, this is kind of more of a state issue rather than a federal issue, and the reason why I say that, prior to about 5 years ago, many states didn't license their brokers. Colorado and Alaska were the very last two over the last year and a half to require that their brokers be licensed. So if you think about it, if you're not licensed, you're not going to give full and fair disclosure on the type of loan you're going to receive. Customers are basically, you know, relying on the borrower's, like, mindset that interest rates are going to stay low, and they get these ARMs. They don't even know what an ARM is, so they don't have to explain the full and fair disclosure and the ramifications behind a lot of these loans. And give all the, like, the information they just find here. All that information when they go to close, they're not looking at the fine line. They're just so happy that they got a house and it's their first house and they got a good interest rate. They don't go through the whole, you know, full and fair disclosure aspect.
Doesn't that blow your mind? How can you have mortgage brokers out there and not license them?
That's the state's problem, because Colorado and Alaska were the very last two states to require that mortgage brokers be licensed. I can't believe it. You know, it's that's like the dark ages. That's like going to a doctor who doesn't go to med school, you know?
It is the dark ages. It's bizarre.
And we're, as a state, it's kind of embarrassing, you know, that we as a state, you know, is finally starting to license our mortgage brokers. So I contribute that to basically the hammer on the nail when it comes to the why we have a high foreclosure rate. Think about it. Hello.
Yeah. Well, I mean, makes sense to me. I just can't imagine putting somebody in the position of being a mortgage broker and not licensing them.
And there's still some of them out there. A lot of them are scrambling to get their license because they've been just writing these loans and being the liaison between the lender and the customer for quite some time. And you see the guy in the nice suit and the BMW and whatnot, and you say, okay, yeah, he looks trustworthy, but they're not – I mean, any one of us, we could have been mortgage brokers. The guy who's pumping your gas, you know, could have been the mortgage broker. He doesn't have to be licensed, but now they do. So that's you know, no matter if it's in Highlands Ranch or, you know, in Green Mountain or Parker or Superior, you know, whoever's, you know, being the mortgage broker in these entities, you know, it has a lot to do with the legislation being laxed and not looking at license needs of these brokers.
That's weird. That's just totally I find that to be totally and completely backwards.
It is, and you know, and they get these arms. They don't know what the heck they're you know, they say, well, you know, the mortgage broker goes, you know, it's, the rates are going to stay low, you know, it'll be fine, and the customer's saying, okay, I'll sign right here, and they don't know once the interest rates start to go up that arm, which is, you know, expected to adjust. You know, all of a sudden their mortgage payment becomes double, and then they're used to, you know, paying a certain amount, and they're not used to. I would imagine the majority of these foreclosures are adjustable rate mortgages, you know, that are coming due, and a lot of people didn't understand the ramifications behind these loans.
See, there ought to be full disclosure. You should have to explain all that stuff, because you know what? Here's the thing. Everybody is good at something, and everybody is smart about something. But that doesn't mean that everybody is smart about everything.
Absolutely.
And there are some things out there that some people just don't, you know, they don't understand, have a hard time with, they just don't get. So why should they walk in, have to deal with somebody's service, and get scammed?
Yeah, and they do. And the fact is, if these brokers are licensed, they have to go through, you know, the testing. In most of the majority of states nowadays, you have to go through the whole process, you know, to become a mortgage broker. You know, finally, Colorado's waking up that they have to license the brokers. And the fact that, you know, when you're licensed, you'll give them full and fair disclosure because your license is on the line. You know, they can write these loans and, or, you know, give out these loans and not have a worry in the world, because, heck, you know, they got their commission. They're not licensed, you know, so what?
And exactly. You know what, exactly. And there's also the side of, you're right, there's also the side of holding them responsible.
Yeah, they need to be held responsible. But, you know, can you go back, you know, all those loans, like the guy who just called and said, you know, he's been, you know, 25 years, he's used the same lender, you know, and the fact that, you know, that's the first time. you know, they didn't have to give him, you know, he said he was late and they didn't ever inform him of that. That's just sad that that's happening. And I'm sure his story is not unique.
No, you know what? It is sad. Robert, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Will do.
Okay, talk to you.
Will do, bye.
Let's go to Mark in Fort Collins. Mark, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay?
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I got to tell you, I'm a full-blooded conservative, and I disagree with just about everything that you say on your show, but I respect you, and that's why I listen, and I love hearing your point of view. And, you know, this conversation and the way that people go about it is the problem in itself. You know, what happened to personal accountability? You know, of course you have to have regulations where if somebody's going to foreclose on your house or you know, take some kind of action like that, they have to notify you. And your previous caller before this one, you know, if what he's saying is true, it's, you know, something wrong happened there. But companies like Countrywide Financial, in the booming real estate market the last few years, we have made, I'm in the building industry, I'm a project manager, I've built homes up in this area. We have made so many people homeowners that just 5 years ago had absolutely no reasonable way of becoming a homeowner, period. I mean, they would have been renters for the next 10 years. And we were able to turn that around and truly, truly change their lives. And the reason we have so many foreclosures here in Colorado is not because of the evil mortgage companies and because of scam artists. It's because people are purchasing things that they can't afford. People are taking advantage of ARM rates and thinking we're going to have a great market forever, and they're not thinking about the rainy day and what might happen in the future. And unfortunately, it catches up with them, and you get what we have today. But that's not a government regulation issue. That's a personal accountability issue.
But do you think that those mortgage companies, do you think they explain that stuff to them?
I think that, you know, in a capitalist country, everybody's trying to make a living. Are they going to go in there and set their personal budget for them and tell them what they can and can't afford? Probably not. They want to close a deal. They want a paycheck.
Yeah, but see, the problem,
like everybody else.
But see, the problem with that is what I just said to Robert. There are people who are good at all kinds of things. But the problem is not everybody's good at everything. There are people who walk into situations, financial situations, and they don't know what they're doing. Now, is it the good and moral thing to take advantage of them to make a dollar? Or is it smarter in the long run to educate them and to make sure that they understand the pitfalls and the ups and downs of what they're about to get into, and then they have to take the personal responsibility after they sign on the dotted line, which makes more sense.
Jay, but, you know, there people have to take some kind of self-action to find out about
that mortgage.
they can't
take self-action if they don't know what the self-action is. That's like saying to somebody, you have a medical problem, you're going to have to take self-action to fix the medical problem, but yes, I want to take self-action, but I'm not aware on how to do it. You have to sit down with some people, as hard as it may be for you to believe, and sometimes it's hard for me to believe, but you got to sit down with some people and you have to draw it out for them. But that's part of the responsibility of being a good business person.
Jay, if a doctor told you that you had a disease and you need some kind of risky procedure, then 99% of people out there are going to go for a second opinion.
That is absolutely not true. That's not true, and I defy you to point to me the statistics that say that it is.
It should be true.
Well, what should be and what is two different things.
Jay, can I tell you one more thing? Now, I'm a risk. I moved to this country when I was 5, and I've been in this country for 20 years. My family are Russian immigrants, escaped communist Russia and anti-Semitism, all that. And the greatest gift my parents gave to me was bringing me to this country. This is the greatest country on earth, and I am so proud of that. And one of the reasons this country is so great is because of the free markets and the opportunities that they offer. And if we go to countries like Russia, Spain, England, France, all these other countries, fairly well, and that's great. There are not too many. I'm 29. I bought my first house when I was 27. And it's because of the free market that I buy that house and start securing my financial future. And that these called, quote-unquote, risky mortgages that are burying people and causing all these foreclosures, it's those kind of mortgages that allow me to do that. I'm not a college-educated guy. I'm in college right now, but I'm not a super smart guy. But you know what? I paused. I knew what I was. Last year, I had the opportunity to upgrade my house and get a, you know, something closer to that 5,000 square foot, five garage house like your other caller guy, your other caller has. But I knew that I couldn't afford that, and I kept what I had. And my arm did adjust, and my rate went up to 11% or whatever it was. But I had equity in my house, and I was able to refinance, and I'm going to keep my house, even if I lose my job, my house for a while until I find that next job. And it's just about having the accountability and knowing what you can afford.
And so the moral of the story is what?
The moral of the story is that there is no other country in the world where so many young families like my wife and are going to be able to go out and buy a house and secure in the future. And
look,
it's the free market that allows us to do that.
No, we don't have a totally free market in this country. That's number one. That's a misnomer. Number two. Okay, this is the greatest country in the world, and there's no question about it.
I wish you would say that more often.
And I say it all the time, and it's the land of opportunity, and there's no question about that. But as citizens, we have a responsibility. We have a responsibility as citizens to look off, to look out for the running of our country, both on a local, state, and federal level. And we have a responsibility to reach down and help out those who are weaker than ourselves. And because you understand the system doesn't mean that there are people out there who totally and completely understand the system. And you know what? Extremism gets you into trouble. The pure marketplace without any regulation will not succeed and will only cause problems. And if you think that what I'm saying to you is not true, then go do some homework and show me a society with a totally free market system that has ever been a fair and equitable one. Because unfortunately, there are people in this country who rip other people off, and there needs to be consumer safeguards against those kinds of things happening. Thank you, Mark. I appreciate it.
Your computer's just like your car. You don't want to learn to be a mechanic. You just want to drive the darn thing. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Anytime you have a computer problem, call us. We're the mechanics for your computer, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
If there's a Broncos fan on your gift list, your shopping is over. Broncos fans, pick up your copy of For Broncos Fans Only, with stories and tales from fans throughout Broncos country, all in one book. For Broncos Fans Only is available now at Front Range King Supers and City Market locations.
Today, right now, cloudy and 34. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It's the JCPenney one-day big sale this Wednesday only. Stores open at 9 a.m. with great savings throughout the store. Don't miss one big day of savings at the JCPenney one-day big sale this Wednesday only. It's all inside JCPenney.
The Al Franken Show.
Next time on the Al Franken Show, Sweeps Week continues here on Air America with special guest stars George Packer from The New Yorker and historian Brooke Allen as a pair of mysterious private investigators who've set their sights on David Sirota. Plus, a steamy hour featuring our very own star-crossed couple, stern calculating ethicist Melanie Sloan and the Gatsby-esque Lawrence O'Donnell, all on the next Franken.
This morning at 10 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Thermal Advantage is looking to test homes for energy efficiency. All your old windows will be taken out and new ones installed. They must test these windows in a real home environment to prove to the public that each and every homeowner will save 40% on their energy bill, or they'll reimburse you the difference. For participating, when the test is complete, you'll be able to keep the windows. Call Thermal Advantage today, 303-487-6880. That's 303-487-6880.
Some fees apply. Open 7 a.m.
Not available in all states. Exclusions and limitations apply.
How come there's a for sale sign in front of the Matthews house?
I heard Bob never got around to getting life insurance before he passed away. The expenses are just too much for Sue to handle.
Thank goodness we just got life insurance from Stonebridge Life.
That's something we've been putting off.
Well, don't put it off. It was so easy. All it took was one phone call, and we were done. Let me get you the number.
If you need life insurance, why not get it done now, quickly and easily with Stonebridge Life Insurance Company? If you're between 18 and 45, you can go through our express application right over the phone. You'll know in minutes if you're approved for up to $250,000 of term life insurance for less than you ever imagined. Just call 1-800-900-3389. There's no medical exam, no agent visit. Your acceptance is based on information provided. So just one call takes care of it all. If you have a family, you need life insurance. So make this important phone call to Stonebridge Life and find out more today. 1-800-900-3389. That's 1-800-900-3389.
Credit card companies are such giving people. They gave you a card, gave you money to spend, gave you time to pay. What they gave you was enough rope to tie a great big financial noose and put it around your neck. It's time to cut yourself free. If you have credit card debt, call Debt Set now for free information that can help you take back your financial future. 1-800-400-9309. Credit card companies want us to pay high interest for the rest of our lives. Before you pay them another dime, call Debt Set now to learn how you can get debt-free faster than you ever imagined. We can even help you improve your credit rating. If you're in debt, call Debt Set now for free information that reveals the secrets the credit card companies don't want you to know. And cut yourself free from credit card debt fast. For free information, call 1-800-400-9309. That's 1-800-400-9309. 1-800-400-9309.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. Did you know there are 10 million people in the U.S. who have cancer? That's why it's great to know there are places like City of Hope Cancer Center that are on a fast track with research to find a cure. With new approaches like immunotherapy that use the body's own immune system to fight cancer. And they're helping create new drugs like Herceptin or Rituxan that are saving lives everywhere, every day. Now that's something to sing about. For more information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
Do you know what to get the extraordinary pets on your list this holiday? You know, the one that's a sports fanatic, or maybe the one that acts more like a comedian. Whatever their personality, PetSmart has more than 1,000 exclusive gifts starting at just $2.99. It'll make finding that extraordinary gift for your extraordinary pet easy. And for the one-of-a-kind pet lover on your list, gift cards make the perfect gift. Extraordinary pets deserve extraordinary gifts. That's smart. PetSmart. While supplies last, see store for details.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 756, 56 minutes past the hour. High today, 55, mostly sunny. Going to be a real nice day today. Okay, I've got a lot of email here. Bong hits for Jesus. We'll do it right after 8 o'clock. Right now, though, we're talking about the record number of foreclosures in the Denver area. Let's go to Pat in Broomfield. Pat, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay.
Hi, Pat.
This is hard to believe. You've hit the area that I've worked in for 30 years. I'm in the title insurance business. Let me explain just a couple of things. First and foremost, we're unique in the country in the fact that what secures the debt on your home is called a deed of trust. Deed of trust basically says, bottom line, if you don't comply with the provisions of that document, which means you pay on time, which means you have homeowner's insurance, you keep your house in good condition, et cetera, the public trustee of the county in which your house is located can come in and take your house. You have deeded it to her or him. That's the way it works. My answer to the gentleman that called earlier is, why didn't you read it? Why didn't you understand it? He sounded like an intelligent man. Then, let's say you do fall a month or two behind.
All right. Let me ask you to do me a favor. And I know you've been on hold for a while. But let me get some news. Let me park you on the phone zone, and we'll continue on the other side. Can you do that?
I can do it. I can do it for about 15 more minutes, and then I'll be at the office.
Okay, hang on. We'll go as fast as we can.
Mountain Coin Machine Distributors has been supplying operators throughout the western U.S. with video games, vending equipment, jukeboxes, pool tables, coin-op equipment, and parts and service for over 50 years. Their friendly sales staff is eager to hear from you, and their large buying power will guarantee you a price that's competitive. Mountain Coin also specializes in home game rooms. If you're in the market for a pool table, jukebox, foosball table, air hockey, pinball machine, pretty much anything you can put a quarter in, they are the answer. Call 303-427-2133 or go to mountaincoin.com today.
If there's a Broncos fan on your gift list, your shopping is over. Broncos fans, pick up your copy of For Broncos Fans Only, with stories and tales from fans throughout Broncos country, all in one book. For Broncos Fans Only is available now at Front Range King Supers and City Market locations.
NASA, you resisted with Herculean strength. So Rosetta Stone has one card left to play. Now they're giving you the opportunity to try it for free with a free demo CD-ROM. Experience the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language for yourself. You waited, and now you won. Request your free demo CD-ROM that includes 28 languages and experience the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language. Call now because the demo is free. 1-800-500-3630. That's 1-800-500-3630. 1-800-500-3630.
Progressive traffic and your forecast coming up after noon on AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN Thornton, Denver Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Bob Buss, live on Capitol Hill. With the Senate confirmation hearing is just underway for Bob Gates to be the new Secretary of Defense. Gates, a former CIA director for President Bush's father, was chosen to replace ousted Pentagon Chief Donald Rumsfeld. Virginia Republican Senator John Warner, chairing the hearing, said there's a moral obligation to find a new strategy in Iraq, and members of both parties know it.
Most importantly, however, the American people expressed their judgment on November 7th. That change is needed.
Democrats used even stronger terms and certainly are going to ask pointed questions about Iraq, but they are as anxious as Republicans are to get Rumsfeld replaced, and the Gates nomination is expected to sail through the Senate by the end of the week. I'm Bob Fuss, live on Capitol Hill. Now with more CBS News, here's Frank Setapani.
Under pressure from the White House to get his house in order, Prime Minister Maliki is calling for a regional conference on Iraqi security. Two more American soldiers have been killed in Iraq. A pair of attacks in Baghdad took the lives of 32 Iraqis. Footprints in the snow. Rescue teams on foot, on horseback, and in the air near Grants Pass, Oregon. Hope they can follow those prints and find a San Francisco man who went to get help for his wife and two young daughters. They were found yesterday, safe and well, after 9 days stranded in the wilderness. Under Sheriff Brian Anderson.
They had minor provisions in the car. They ended up they ran out of gas. They were running the car during the day and at night to keep warm. Then they started to burn their tires at night to stay warm.
The New York City Board of Health is meeting at this hour to vote on a regulation that would ban the use of trans fat in restaurant meals. New York University nutritionist Marion Nessel calls the proposal a win-win proposition for consumers.
They won't be eating a fat that has an effect in raising blood cholesterol levels, and they won't have to personally do anything about it. The problem has been taken care of for them.
This old baby is moving. The president of the Intrepid Foundation couldn't contain his joy when he saw tractor tugs pull the venerable old carrier out of the Hudson River mud where it's been stuck for a month. WCBS's Paul Murnane looked on from the shore.
You could see that the rear of the vessel was moving slowly, and then a little more, and then a little more. One observer here described it to me as like a loose tooth. If you pull on it long enough, eventually it'll come out.
Home to the Sea, Air, and Space Museum for the past 25 years, the Intrepid is heading from New York to Bayonne, New Jersey for renovations. An awards ceremony tonight in Bergamo, Italy, was supposed to be Luciano Pavarotti's first public appearance since his surgery last summer for pancreatic cancer. Event organizers say Pavarotti probably won't be there in person. He may speak on a telephone hookup. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are ahead 8 points. NASDAQ is up 3. This is CBS News.
I hear you got a new car.
Yeah, I got it for a good price.
What kind is it?
Don't know.
What color?
No idea.
Four-door or two-door?
Haven't a clue. But hey, I got it for a good price.
Buying a car on price alone doesn't make much sense, so why buy car insurance that way? At Progressive Direct, we provide rates of other top companies plus 20 facts and figures, so you can compare on more than just price. Visit Progressive.com or call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Progressive Direct Insurance Company and its affiliates, Maker Village, Ohio. Available in most states and situations.
Today's guest stylist is Laura. She's going to Kohl's Half Price Sale, which is this Wednesday only. Laura, tell us what to look for.
I'm in love with these furry knits. Check out the sweaters in super flattering colors, then head straight over to hats with matching scarves and mittens. Awesome gift, but you'll want a set too. This is the season to add texture everywhere, even to your sofa. Wait till you feel these super plush throw pillows.
You'll want to go all out at Kohl's Half Price Sale this Wednesday only, from 7 a.m. to midnight. Kohl's, expect great things.
I'm Jerry Bell with an AM 760 local news update. A lot of people have probably needed this hotline.
Thank you for calling the Colorado Foreclosure Prevention Hotline.
Home foreclosures are on a record-breaking pace in the 7-county metro area. More than 17,780 homes have gone into foreclosure in the first 11 months of this year. That's enough to almost show a 4% increase from the old foreclosure record set in the oil bust of 1988. People will no longer be able to hold protest banners or signs while standing on overpasses in Denver. The city council has passed a law prohibiting the practice. The police department had argued that the banners are a distraction to drivers. City Council President Michael Hancock agreed.
It's commonsensical to me that you don't want to do anything that will inappropriately and unnecessarily distract your driver and disrupt the free flow of traffic on the highways.
The council voted 9-3 to adopt the ban. Tragedy in Colorado Springs overnight. Two cops pulling over a suspected drunken driver. When they approached the vehicle, a suspect started shooting. One of the officers was hit and died about an hour later. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Jerry Bell. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Jerry. Well, a crash just cleared westbound I-70 east of Peoria, so want to be prepared for a little fallout through that area. Multi-car crash that was clogging southbound 25 at 128 off on the right-hand shoulder. You won't get away from that solid jam 120th to 84th. And Boulder Turnpike westbound still very crowded near Sheridan. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, increasing cloudiness, mild, windy in the foothills, high of 55. Right now, passing clouds, 34. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Key Bank has a wide array of low fixed-rate home equity loans with no closing costs or annual fees, so you'll always have a smart way to get the money you need. Stop by any Key Center, call 1-888-KEY-1234, or visit Key.com to find out more. Subject to credit approval, equal housing lender.
Direct from Russia, with 50 exquisite dancers and Tchaikovsky's most memorable music. It's Moscow Ballet's Great Russian Nutcracker. Coming to the Paramount Theater December 16th. Tickets available now at Ticketmaster.com.
Don't procrastinate. Call the Mortgage Store right now at 303-423-7171 and start saving money today. It's fast, it's easy, and they're open evenings and weekends. The Mortgage Store, 303-423-7171.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be.
Minutes after 8 o'clock. High today, 55, under mostly sunny skies. All right. We're talking to Pat about the mortgage businesses, and the foreclosures, and this is something she's involved in. So, all right, so go ahead, Pat. Pick it up where you left off.
Okay, Jay. Well, I'm just trying to make the point that, first of all, the foreclosure process is a statutory process, and it's not as difficult as he made it sound. There are spots within the process where you can clean it up. And that can be done. Once the property has been sold, then the borrower, the homeowner, still has time to get in and redeem. At that point in time, he's got to buy the whole darn thing. So at that point in time also, from what I have seen, a lot of people go out and basically refinance. And you can find a lender
perhaps your interest rate is higher, but you'll find a lender that is willing to take a chance on you so that you don't lose your home.
Okay, so if you fall behind, what you can do is you can go out and you can find another lender.
You can do that, yes, but even you don't have to get to that point. My question to him is very simply, why didn't his wife tell him? For crying out loud, she's 3 months behind and she doesn't tell him? That's absurd. And let me say something else, Jay. People look at their houses and they look at the equity as a personal piggy bank. Let's go in, let's get a little, you know, a line of credit on our house because I want to buy a big screen TV or I want to buy new furniture or I want... And they are totally reducing their equity in that house, and that is foolish. And they're encumbering it when they do that. And then to top it, and I see this, you'll have a first, your first mortgage is adjustable, and your equity line of credit is adjustable. Holy crow. So P.S., both of them go up from maybe 5% to start, which looked really good, and all of a sudden there are 10 or 11. And all of a sudden, yikes, I can't make these payments. People have to think a little bit about what they're doing and a little bit about whether or not they want to risk their single biggest investment so they can have toys. And, Jay, this is what's happening. Another thing, builders. Builders, the big ones, all have their own mortgage companies. So you've got a young couple. They come in. They want to buy the new house. Oh, it's beautiful, it's shiny, it's got two-car garage, blah, blah, blah. And that builder wants it off the inventory. They want it off the books. So they'll say, look, we're going to get you a deed of trust or a mortgage for 80%, and then we're going to get you another one for the difference, for the 20. So basically, you're out of pocket. It's next to nothing. Think about it. And people fall for this. And then, you know something, it's going to, they'll be adjustable. These are going to be wonderful. Nothing's going to happen for 2 years. And everybody, and I've heard this. Oh, this is great. This is wonderful. Yikes, I'm only paying $700 a month. Well, that's fine for 2 years. And all of a sudden it goes up to 15. There has to be responsibility on the personal level here. And there has to be some more ethics in the community. And I'm going to mention a woman's name, and you may have heard of her. Her name is Erin Toll. Erin Toll is marvelous, in my personal opinion. She just basically stormed through the title insurance business in Colorado. And she put a, she looked into a lot of really bad practices, especially in some of those smaller shops, and cleaned things up. Well, guess who she's looking at now? Mortgage brokers. And I, my answer to that is it couldn't have come a minute sooner. Because these people, you know, to be a mortgage broker here in Colorado, you don't have to be licensed, you don't have to be trained, you don't have to take a course.
Which is totally wrong. Don't you think that's totally wrong?
Absolutely. And, you know, the truth is, we live in a world where everybody wants everything now. And it's getting worse. It isn't getting better. So I want it now. I want today. I want the better car. I know people that buy cars by putting... a second on your house. A 10-year second to buy a car.
Well, it depends on what kind of car it is. I mean, if it's a Ferrari or a Lamborghini, I might do it.
No, I'm talking American-made car.
They think
this is so clever because, again, you're going into your personal piggy bank. It's ridiculous. And you know, I'm old enough to have been brought up with the mindset that your house is absolutely untouchable. You have to have a lien unless you've got a lot of money, but you don't touch it other than that, unless, God forbid, there's a catastrophe, and you've got to get that equity out. But that's an uncommon perspective these days. So, I mean, I have to ask him. I heard him. I listened to him, and he was really mad at the system. And my answer to him is, you're a small business owner. You sound like a pretty bright guy. Why aren't you mad at your wife to begin with?
Well, I think he is. I think that he is frustrated with her, and I think that, you know, that things like that.
But it's not the system.
Happen in relationships, but I mean, it's like.
Jay, listen to me for just a second. This is a statutory process. This isn't a whimsical thing. Every county's exactly the same. If he had, If he had a question about why wasn't he served, why didn't he get notice, it's very simple. He could have gotten on the phone to the public trustee of the county his property was located in and say, listen, I never got a notice on that. Where was it? Where did it go? Truth is, under the law, the only notice you get is by mail because you have given up your right to that property when you signed that deed of trust. It's not a mortgage. I've worked in states that had both concepts. A mortgage is a lien. A deed of trust is a deed. And most people don't get it. They don't get it. They don't understand, and they don't ask. And I work for a title insurance company. I'm not in the residential area. I'm in the commercial area. But we have residential closers, and they understand these documents, and they explain these documents. This is what you're signing. This is what it does. You know, here's a clue. You know, if you want to back out, this is the time to do it. But people, I hate to tell you, by and large, they don't care. They just let's go for it. And that's it.
They don't care. They're not educated enough to know what the consequences are.
That young man that was on, that his parents came from Russia, he was a savvy guy. And a lot of very savvy people use the adjustable loan concept to their advantage. Because you have to be ready to get in and out. The minute it starts, you get to close to your adjustment date, you refinance it. You can go permanent, you can go back to another adjustable, but you can't dally. You can't linger. You have to be a little bit ahead of it.
Well, there's no question about it. His call was good, and he's a smart guy.
Yeah, he's got it. He understands.
But the thrust of his call about the free market versus regulation doesn't hold water. That part doesn't hold water.
You know, Jay, these mortgage companies, their business is just like every other business, and they need to make money, and they make money by getting these loans and getting the points and getting all of the discounts and all of the other charges that they charge to be able to get you that mortgage that you think is so bloody wonderful. And they're predatory. I mean, it is the truth. And they look for the elderly because maybe they really don't get it. Or they look for the very young that have stars in their eyes and all they see is that shiny marble granite countertop in the kitchen and all these wonderful things. And they realize they've got slightly uneducated people that they can sell just about anything to. And it's a shame. It is a shame.
Yeah, that's why in most industries you've got to have a degree of regulation.
Believe me when I tell you. And keep an eye on this in the newspaper. Her name is Erin Toll. She will cut a wide swath through that business. You wait and see. She did the title insurance business. I don't know whether, you know, I'm familiar with these names and these companies, and I know when things have hit the fan, so to speak. But I can tell you some small shops that had very questionable practices, rebates and this type of thing that is absolutely verboten. Boy, I'll tell you what, she closed places down, and it was appropriate, and it was the right thing for her to do. She's terrific. Yeah.
You know what? That's exactly what we need.
You're absolutely correct. You know, in the title insurance business, and I've been doing this for 30 years, I can tell you title insurance companies are looked upon and should be looked upon as being absolutely unbiased, uninvolved. We are that totally disinterested third party, and we have to be honest beyond. I mean, we're like Caesar's wife. And a lot of them aren't. I work for a national underwriter. I mean, I know the rules I have to live by. But a lot of the small places, you know, they kind of play it fast and loose. And a lot of times it's with your money.
Yep. Yeah. Well, you know what a house means to me?
What?
What the hell am I going to do with it when I get fired?
Well, see, you know, it's funny.
That's what it means to me.
My husband and I bought our house 10 years ago. And right now, and I'm not bragging, but I'm saying this, we put a 20-year deed of trust on it when we bought it. And we went back in about 3 years later and put on a 10. And right now we owe $50,000 on that house, and we probably have, I don't know, $200,000, $250,000 in equity. That house, when that house sells, when we retire, that buys our retirement house. And that's how we've seen it. It's an investment. And no matter what, short of a catastrophe, short of some horrible illness or something happening that is so overwhelming you have to do it, I don't want to ever touch that house except when it's done, when this part of our life is finished.
So, good. I'll keep that in mind. So next time you call me up, and you usually do between 6 and 7, real angry, and talking about how you're going to move out of the country, I'll just remind you you can't touch your house.
No, but we're moving to Montana, Jay, 17 months. 17 months. I can't wait. I'm going to meet. We're going up in May to talk to realtors, and we're going to Helena, and I'm going to knock on the governor's door. I've got to meet him.
Oh, he'll talk
I've got
to
sit down with him.
Well, then we'll have somebody to come visit.
That's right. So I'm gonna call him and tell him, you know, I've been listening to you and I think you're marvelous, and now I want to shake his hand. And he's from an area of Montana that's absolutely marvelous. He is my kind of people, I can tell you that.
I just like the Denver area too much. Pat, thank you, and I look forward to talking to you again when you get time.
Okay, Jay.
You're the best.
Bye-bye.
See ya. She's a good woman. Calls in the morning. Been calling this show since the very beginning and always has something good to say. And a lot, sometimes we don't agree, her and I, but she's feisty as hell. Gotta love her. Gotta love her. All right, 8:19, 19 minutes after 8. Are we going to get to bong hits for Jesus? I don't think we're ever going to get to bong hits for Jesus. I think we might as well just break into open phones now. Because, I mean, what the heck? Maybe I should save bong hits for Jesus. And residents use pigs to deter building a mosque and use those tomorrow. You want to do them phones now? Might as well do them phones now. What the heck? Nobody from management's going to. What are they going to say to me? All right, I got two lines open. Whatever you want to talk about. You want to continue to talk about the foreclosures? We can go ahead and do that. You want to talk about the fact that you can't hang signs off of overpasses now in the city of Denver, which I maintain is unconstitutional. Whatever it is you want to talk about, 303-713-7600. Four lines open. AM 7.
What's better than CSI Miami once a week?
Don't move.
CSI Miami on A&E 5 nights a week. That's 5 chances a week to catch the hottest show on television.
Get me rescue in here. I have a survivor.
5 chances a week to get caught up in edge of your seat, in your face action. 5 chances to see why CSI Miami on A&E is the one show you just can't get enough of.
The evidence will speak for itself.
So come on, get in on the action with CSI Miami every weeknight at 8, 7 Central on A&E.
5 crossing Aurora, and we definitely have all of our eastbound arteries at peak volume now. Today, our weather outlook, increasing cloudiness, mild, windy in the foothills, high of 55. Right now, some passing clouds, 34 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Heading up to the mountains? You can get everything you need for a full day of skiing or snowboarding at your neighborhood King Soopers, like great lunch foods, snacks, and refreshments, even lift tickets. King Soopers, right store, right price.
Keene Research and Development would like to remind listeners that safe driving requires your concentration 100% of the time. Don't let pride get in the way of safety. If alcohol is part of your holiday celebrations, please don't drive. Call a friend, take a cab, or use the designated driver system. Take advantage of one of the safe driving options and help make the roadway safer for everyone. This is from Keene Research and Development in Lafayette. Again, that's Keene Research and Development. They're wishing everyone a very safe and happy holiday season.
An American family tangled in the political turmoil of southern Mexico. Their only child, lost in the fierce jungles of Chiapas. How far will a desperate mother and father go to save their 10-year-old son from the clutches of pure evil? Tony Hayden's novel, The River's Edge, will force you to the edge of anguish and leave you questioning the depths of your own morality. The River's Edge by Tony Hayden. Buy it online or at a bookstore near you.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949.
That's what's doing in Iraq. It's them damn Al-Qaeda.
Randy Rhodes.
And how the hell do you say Nuri al-Maliki's name? Is it al-Maliki? Al-Maliki? Nobody can agree. And nobody can say Ahmadinejad. No one. Not even me. I just, I'm there.
Catch Randy Rhodes.
No one can say the name and no one cares to. The media is so off the mark.
Weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:24. 24 minutes after 8. High today, mostly sunny and 55. Going to be a nice day today. And Paul Waldman with Media Matters for America coming up after 9 o'clock. We'll just start open phones early here. I got one line open at 303-713-7600. J. Marvin along with you. And let's get back to the phones. Greg in Denver. Greg, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Well, that last caller was incredible to listen to. I love it when I get educated by listening to somebody like that. You know, she said a lot of things that I was sort of going to bring up, not from her standpoint, just because she was in the business for 30 years, but I can only tell you what I know. When I bought my first house back in the mid-70s, because my job had taken a turn for the best, but I still had to scrounge 20% down payment on that house, and the bank said, we don't lend you money on a house unless you can prove to us that it's 25% or less of your income for that house payment. And that was kind of the rules for a long time. I mean, Republicans keep saying they want to go back to the 1950s. Well, that's how everybody bought houses back in those days. My father bought his house the same way. I mean, you had to scrounge up your down payment. You couldn't borrow it. You had to come up with it on your own. Now, a lot of times people got, you know, a family to lend them money and stuff like that, but you couldn't go out and finance your down payment. And these days, I mean, with all these creative ways to get into a house, and there's no wonder people get in trouble. They look at it, and she's right. You look at this bright new shiny house, and oh, you got to have it. And when I bought my second house, which is the house I'm living in now, we looked out in the area where that one caller lived out near Morrison. And first thing the mortgage guy said, and he was actually the builder, oh yeah, we'll get you into this house somehow. And, you know, I started looking at it, and the furniture we'd have to buy and all that stuff, and said, there's no way we can afford this.
Mm.
But we could have bought that house, and I would have lost it. I'd be living in an apartment today that had happened. But it was such a temptation, man. They show you the floor plan and the model home and everything else, and it's beautiful. And it there's so much pressure. And it would have been one of these adjustable rate things that would have doubled in about 2 years. And the theory being that, well, you'll be making more money in 2 years. Well, these days, you're lucky to have a job in two more years, or you're lucky, you know, if you find another job in 2 years. I mean, it's not like it used to be where you had a job for life when you went to work for the auto manufacturer. Those kind of jobs don't exist anymore.
Yeah, that's one thing I never went through. I never worked in a business where you had a job for life. I never went through that.
You know,
I wouldn't know what that would be like.
Yeah, I've listened to talk radio since the mid-60s in Denver when they had, I just kind of got hooked on it. I think Joe Pine started back in those days.
Oh, yeah, I remember Joe.
And Alan Berg was one of my favorites. And you know, it always seems like it's been a revolving door for you guys.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah.
But now it's changed because now it's a revolving door for everybody. Like, you talk to people who are 30, 35 years old, chances are now under this economy, they've had 9 jobs.
Oh, exactly. I mean, I worked for the same guy for 17 straight years, and I went into business for myself, and now in my old age, and I'm not that old, but about your age. I found another good job, but it was just, you know, I laid off for a little bit, and then I went back to, I'm going back to work. And you know, they're just, you can find a work out there, but I'll tell you, it's not as easy as it used to be.
I wonder what toll that has on the national psyche.
Oh, I don't know, but, you know, something sticks in the back of my mind, something the lady said about waiting till a mortgage gets to the point where it's going to change the ARM and refinance. Yeah, a little bit like chasing checks, you know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
You know, where you trade in a car every year and or every 2 years, and you always have a new car, but somehow or another that money has to accumulate, and sooner or later that gap has to be made up. I mean, it's not like it's free money. You see what I'm saying? Every time you borrow money on your house, you lose some of the equity. That guy that paid on his house for 10 years and lost his house, that's tragic. Because he, you know, in a house, the way he described, he must have had quite a bit of equity in there, and he lost all that. I mean, that's what's tragic. And these lenders, they look at things like that, and that's why they show you no mercy, because they say, hey, this guy's got $50,000 equity. We can just stick that right on our pockets, you know, if they foreclose on him. You know, where he could probably go out and say, hey, I got 50,000 equity in my house and probably get a loan to save it. So, you know, that makes it doubly tragic. You know, the guy's out on the street, and plus, he lost his house. I mean,
yeah, which is a terrible, terrible blow.
You know, and these guys just sitting there waiting for those opportunities. I mean, if you'll notice, one thing I noticed, and I just have my own theory about this, but as my equity started on the downside of my loan, a few years ago, I went from 30 to 15, and it pays off a lot quicker when you do that, and your payment doesn't go up very much. But anyway, it's neither here nor there. It's just that the closer you get to that payoff date, the more it seems like I get these ads wanting to refinance me at 4%, 5%,
well, that's,
whatever.
That's the same thing as getting, don't you get deluged with credit card applications?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Absolutely.
I mean, God, enough is enough already with those things.
Yeah, and the hook is, oh, you need to have this lifestyle. You need to have that lifestyle. And no, you don't. I mean, I come home at night.
No, you're right.
You know, I get a warm bed to sleep in. When I'm sound asleep in bed, it doesn't matter what kind of house I'm living in or what my car looks like sitting out in the garage. I mean,
I wouldn't go that far. I love I love automobiles, man.
Oh, well, so do I, but I'm just saying,
if worst comes to worst, you'll always find a way to land on your feet and to get through, because good, talented people always somehow manage to survive. And you may not get 100% of what you want, but you know what? You'll get 80%.
Yeah, that's good enough.
It is and it isn't,
but you know, the thing you can't do, and this kind of applies generally, don't get greedy, man. When you do that,
yeah,
now all of a sudden you have a tendency to get in over your head, and that's where you got to know where to draw the line. And you know, unfortunately, the come-ons that all the advertisers, you know, got to have this, got to have that. Your kids are going to hate you if you don't buy them a PlayStation. So you got on eBay and pay three times what one's worth, so your kid doesn't bug you. You know, that's the kind of stuff that you have control over. You can put your foot down and say, hey, you're just going to have to wait till after Christmas.
Yeah, easier said than done. Greg, thanks, man.
You bet.
All right, talk to you.
Bye-bye.
That's easier said than done. 303-713-7600, one line open. It's 8:31, 29 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Gina, did you send me email?
I did.
Yes, I received that email, Gina.
Oh, good.
And I'll be acting upon that email shortly.
Well, thank you very much.
And I'll be furnishing the information that you requested.
I appreciate it.
Along with telephone numbers and the folks to get in contact with.
Okay, thanks.
Sure.
I think we're giving the listeners the wrong impression, but...
What do you mean if you think we're giving the listeners the wrong impression?
Well, they don't know what we're talking about, but...
What, you and I are having some kind of liaison or something? I'm happily married to Mary. I'm not having any liaison with you.
So am I. I'm happily married to my husband, Paul.
All right, so what's the problem? We're not giving them any wrong. What, they're replacing bets on the Broncos games? All right, so they found us out. What's traffic look like?
Well, it's still pretty busy as we exit the rush hour. I-25 full up through the bridges, southbound into downtown. Your drive through Thornton, North Glen, all those pretty tough. We also had that wreck being cleared westbound I-70 Pena to Peoria. It's another stretch that's dragging. Really right now, the turnpike is the issue. Westbound side, we've had a new wreck near Sheridan. It is really a solid jam, at least back to Federal. So be aware of that if you're leaving town toward Boulder.
Get the good stuff. Napa's heating up the holidays with the hot new number 55 Napa Remote Control Race Car Sweepstakes. This detailed race car measures in at over 35 inches long, and it tops out at over 20 miles per hour. It features digital proportional steering, variable speeds, and a range of over 50 yards. Batteries are included, and one car will be given away at every participating Napa Auto Parts store. Enter to win today at Napa. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
Log on and watch the latest news on AM760.net. It's news on demand with video from AM760.
Progressive Talk.
Thermal Advantage is looking to test homes for energy efficiency. All your old windows will be taken out and new ones installed. They must test these windows in a real home environment to prove to the public that each and every homeowner will save 40% on their energy bill, or they'll reimburse you the difference. For participating, when the test is complete, you'll be able to keep the windows. Call Thermal Advantage today, 303-487-6880. That's 303-487-6880.
Some fees apply. Open 7 a.m.
It's 8:34, 34 minutes past the hour here on AM 760. Progressive Talk. Homeowners, here's an important offer that will save you money. Available only from my friends at the Mortgage Store. They have a new 6 months with no payment program. And I guarantee you're going to love this. They're going to combine a 5.75% 30-year fixed loan with an exclusive 6 months with no payments plan. Adjustable rate mortgages go higher and higher. Credit card rates are at record highs. Get rid of all of these. Consolidate your bills into one low payment with no payments for 6 months. The Mortgage Store is an Inc. 500 company that you can trust that you'll get results from. They underwrite their own loans so they can say yes when others say no. And as a direct lender, they can close your loan in as little as a week. They've got $25 million dedicated to the program, and it's not going to last long. So call right now. This 5.75% rate with only 5.99 APR and 6 months with no payments won't last long. So call right now at 303-423-7171. That's 303-423-7171. 303-423-7171.
Check and go.
Convenient and confidential.
Check and go.
Prompt and professional.
Check and go.
Above and beyond.
At Check and Go, you get real solutions to your real cash needs. It's an easy process and a more affordable option than paying bank overdraft or bounce check fees to a bank. Call 1-800-561-CASH now for information. That's 1-800-561-CASH. Or visit checkngo.com to apply for a loan online. Cash advance is subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio license number 750310. Rhode Island license check casher.
If you can't quite pinpoint this exotic sound from your past, you've crossed the line into icky, mom-depriving behavior. Suave suggests you put down the garland, the guilt, and go pick up your blow dryer. Because there's a me in Mommy, and she deserves a chance to let her hair down. Suave. Say yes to beautiful without paying the price.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 836, 36 minutes after 8. High today, 55 under mostly sunny skies. And it's open phones. We got a lot of people still talking about the foreclosure issue. But I'm going to go to Mark in Fort Collins who wants to talk about something else. Mark, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Jay, it's Mark in Fort Collins. I never called before. Listen, I'm a 20-year Republican who's very, very disenchanted with the president, and the two most recent examples would be the $650 million we have proposed to spend for a new embassy in Iraq, and recently I've also heard that we're going to spend $125 million for a courthouse in Guantanamo for those people that we don't even want to try to begin with. I'm trying to really understand those things.
Yeah. You know, that stuff is hard to understand. It's hard to understand because that whole program, I believe, in Guantanamo is unconstitutional and morally wrong. That's number one. Then number two, the situation in Iraq and the bases in Iraq and the idea of, well, you know, should we cut down the bases to only five? Should we do this? Should we do that? we shouldn't be building anything at all over there
until
we figure out what it is exactly we're going to go do.
Yeah, and this is, I'm just talking about the embassy. I know we're also building bases. I don't even, haven't even heard what the price tag is for bases. This is just for the permanent embassy.
Yeah, right.
That's an obscene amount of money.
It is an obscene amount of money, but everything connected there is connected through no-bid contracts, cronyism, wasteful spending, and profiteering, and it mounts up, and this Congress and this administration, this Republican Congress and the administration has done nothing to keep any kind of checks and balances on the spending of your money.
I mean, I've called Musgrave's office complaining about this. They actually called me back to confirm that dollar figure, and I said, you know, I told her she needed my vote, and she didn't get it this last time, even though I am a Republican. I'm just appalled and feel hopeless or helpless. But I did tell her, I said, you know, build the darn embassy, but can't you do it for maybe 100? I mean, you know, in a sarcastic, cynical tone, but seriously, I don't think people realize what it is. I mean, that number to me just floored me.
Yeah, well, there's a movie out on DVD called Iraq for Sale that you ought to see. It'll really, and it's not a partisan issue. I mean, it'll really anger you at the fact that they're taking, you know, your money and my money and everybody else's money, and they're just throwing it out the window, basically, is what they're doing, and they're giving it to their friends.
Well, I'm also disappointed that it's not been covered much in the media. Everybody I tell about that embassy, A, doesn't know, and B, does think it's an obscene amount of money. I mean, the apathy by people that are fairly smart people also is fairly appalling in this country.
Well, it does show up every once in a while. Trouble is you got to go to the back pages, usually, of the paper in order to see it and in order to hear about it. Or to read about it. What? Just out of curiosity, what attracted you to the Republican Party to begin with?
The core values of smaller government, lower taxes, those two things right there, which we both know have gone out the window with Mr. Bush.
Yeah, they really have. Well, you know, see, I think you can have all of those things, but I think what you need to do is you need to operate a smart, lean, and efficient government. I think you can do that. I think you can have those things. But I think that you can't maintain a system where you spend more than you take in. I think that that gets you into trouble. I also think that the tax cuts and that the tax system, the way it is now, is inherently unfair.
Well, it is, and I used to support, I was all for, you know, if you make more, you should get a bigger break, that's fine. But, you know, I think it's also obscene now that someone spends $9,000 a year in child care, and I get about a $500 break, whereas someone making five times me, how much does he get? That's just fairly disproportionate. I mean, the $500, it's laughable now at this point. I wonder if Mr. Bush really knows that the average American family spends anywhere from $6,000 to $14,000 per kid for child care. He probably doesn't.
Probably not, because he's disconnected. And you know, when you have a lot of money in this society, and when you're up there in the 1% and 2% tax bracket, I mean, you've got a lot more assets to protect. You've got, you rely on the government a lot more for that stuff. You're using your fair share of services. And the reason that we have the tax system, a progressive tax system set up, is so that we don't have an oligarchy in this country. But it's like these folks have been after the New Deal for years, and they've been trying to destroy it for years. And it was the New Deal that single-handedly, you know, saved this country from going into a depression. And it's like this privatization of Social Security business. You know what that is? That's just a big roll-off. That's just a big kiss-off for Mr. Bush and his buddies in the financial industry.
Sure.
And
sure.
it's not going to help. I mean, it's not going to help you and I. I mean, there's not going to be any appreciable money that we can set aside. It's not going to help some 55, 60-year-old, adult who, by this time, I mean, it's disgusting what these people do. And there's a book you ought to read called Hostile Takeover by David Sirota. And you'll really get angry. I mean, you'll really, 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 really get angry. But they talk a really good game, and then they turn around and they do things that are self-enriching, you know?
Well, it is. And what I mean, I am very, very angry. Like I said, I've never not voted for a Republican president, and I didn't vote for Bush several years back. First time I hadn't done that in 20 years. And like I told Mrs. Musgrave, she needed my vote. I mean, I was one of those swing people that she could have earned, and she didn't deem it necessary to really respond to any of my questions. So so she didn't get it. It's too bad it didn't help quite enough, but she, you know, she certainly needed my vote, so to speak. Well, thank you for your time. I've enjoyed it. I got to run.
Well, call me anytime. And the only thing I can leave you with is this. There may be some things within the Democratic Party that you find less than attractive, but we got a big tent. Come join us and then work to change those things that you don't like.
Sure, sure. All right, have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
All right, couple lines open here, 303-713-7600. I'm getting that more and more. I'm getting that more and more and more and more and more from people who are just fed up. And there's a good reason that Angie Piccioni only lost to Marilyn Musgrave by 6,000 votes. And I'm telling you that that's a rematch in the making there for Marilyn. And one can only hope that that Angie decides to go ahead and do it again. Because, you know, Republicans are caught in a hell of a position because the Republicans that are going to campaign now for the presidency in 08, they're going to have to campaign against Iraq. They're going to have to do this. They're going to have to set themselves aside from the president. They're going to have to do this because the majority of America is just not buying what they're selling. And my cohorts over on the right-wing talkers can yell and scream and can be as angry as they want to go as crazy as they want to, but the facts are there. The facts are there. People just are not buying this stuff anymore. And you know what it is? I really believe this. The time for extremism in this country is over with. And the time for practical, problem-solving solutions has arrived. And we'll either do it in a bipartisan manner, the way it should be done, and get it fixed, or we'll have to battle it out. But the thing is, we have to change direction. We have to change direction not only foreign policy-wise, but also domestically. And unfortunately, the leadership of this country, the leadership sitting at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, I agree with Frank Rich in last Sunday's New York Times. They're just untethered from reality. And it's a long way down to where you and I sit from where they are. And they just have no clue as to what we're up against and what's going on. It's 8:45, 15 away from 9. Traffic now with Gina.
Biggest issue right now is a crash. We've had at least two cars westbound 36 near Sheridan. Of course, that's going to be on your turnpike, Boulder bound. That traffic is a solid jam right now between Federal and Sheridan. Looks like it's off on both the left and the right-hand shoulder, so just be aware of that if you're heading out of the city toward Boulder. Still have some slow spots dragging along westbound I-70 Peña to Peoria from an earlier wreck. Same situation, southbound I-25 through Thornton North Glen. Weather outlook for today, increasing cloudiness, mild, windy in the foothills. High of 55, right now partly cloudy and 37. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
It's the JCPenney one-day big sale this Wednesday only. Stores open at 9 a.m. with great...
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
If there's a Broncos fan on your gift list, your shopping is over. Broncos fans, pick up your copy of For Broncos Fans Only, with stories and tales from fans throughout Broncos country, all in one book. For Broncos Fans Only is available now at Front Range King Supers and City Market locations. If there's a Broncos fan on your gift list, your shopping is over. Broncos fans, pick up your copy of For Broncos Fans Only, with stories and tales from fans throughout Broncos country, all in one book. For Broncos Fans Only is available now at Front Range King Supers and City Market locations.
Happy holidays.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
The world has been good to us. Hello, I'm Ken Fisher, Forbes columnist and CEO of Fisher Investments. We've experienced tremendous growth for decades. Now we want to give something back. So we're offering a free report designed for affluent investors. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make.
Grab a pen and get ready to write down this toll-free number for the free report that could change your investing strategy forever. 1-800-500-3305.
At Fisher Investments, our experience managing over $30 billion for millionaires and institutions has given us valuable insights. Insights can help you quickly identify and hopefully sidestep mistakes most investors make, the worst and most costly ones.
If you're an investor with a substantial portfolio, request your free copy of the 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make today.
The world has been good to us, and now we want to give back. It's not just our desire, it's our responsibility.
For your free report, call 1-800-500-3305. That's 1-800-500-3305. 1-800-500-3305.
Now that she's out of her glasses, she loves the way she sees. I love the way she looks, and we both love that her LASIK was so affordable.
My wife threw away her glasses after 21 years of wearing them, and that makes her happy, which makes her more beautiful.
How are women across America seeing better and looking better for a lot less? With LASIK from the LASIK Vision Institute. We've made LASIK affordable for everyone, so there's no reason to put off this life-changing experience any longer. And our highly skilled surgeons use the same safe, FDA-approved technology as other providers. The only difference? We offer our procedures for a fraction of the price.
At these prices, I'd tell anybody, don't wait. Just do it.
Request a free information kit that will answer all your questions about LASIK and show you just how affordable it can be. Call 1-800-700-9104. The LASIK Vision Institute. Better vision at a better value. Call 1-800-700-9104. That's 1-800-700-9104. 1-800-700-9104.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. You have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie, a service of InfoUSA, and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-700-9808. That's 1-800-700-9808. 1-800-700-9808.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
To 10 minutes away from 9 o'clock. Mostly sunny today. High of 55. And it's going to be nice. So get out there and enjoy some of it. It's open phones at 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about, we can do that. Started kind of getting into it kind of early this morning. Usually don't do it till after 9 o'clock. We got Paul Waldman coming up with Media Matters after 9, and we'll be checking out what's going on with the mainstream media. Let's go to Jake in Cheyenne. Jake, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Two quick things. The first one is the fellow that called who lost his home after 90 days not making payments. It sounds like he has a communication problem with his wife more than anything else. But back to the woman who has 30 years of experience. Well, that's where the answer is. If you've got 10 years of experience, 20 years of experience, or 30 years of experience, in this business, you can't expect a person to walk in off the street and know as much about this whole thing as you do. And if you hand them a book 3 or 4 inches thick and say, read this, and then you should know as much as I do, then this woman has just called you. She's naive. Her 30 years of experience means something, and it means that exactly that. She has 30 years of experience, so she knows a lot more. So there's a thing called public trust. And without the proper statutes and regulations, there's nothing to force the lending institutions to have that type of trust, a public trust, and it's just not there.
Well, you just can't have, you can't have any business, any sizable business, any sizable field. You can't have it and not have any kind of market regulation. And you've got these people who run around with this kind of Adam Smith, laissez-faire kind of philosophy that what we need is deregulation. This will stimulate growth. We need to, you know, get regulation dismantled. We need to get these people out of our way. And, yeah, to a certain degree, they're absolutely right. But then the other side of it is you leave the public and the consumer, you leave them very, 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 very vulnerable. You leave them vulnerable to get screwed over because exactly what you're just saying. They don't have the experience in the field. They don't know what's going on. They haven't got any idea. And most people, and this would be an interesting thing to ask on the air, because you kind of brought it up. Do you think most people plan when they buy, or do you think that they impulse buy?
Well, there might be a little planning, but for the most part, you see something, you like it, and you buy it. But if I had as much experience as that woman I had in this business, or most people have as much experience as that woman has in the business, then you know, we wouldn't be having these problems. But the people who have 30 years, 10 years, 20 years, or whatever in this business, also, these are the same people who are going to write the regulations.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, to get back to this buying business, we don't even have to use a house.
Yeah.
Let's just take anything. Let's take a car. Do you think that people do research into what kind of vehicle they want to buy? Do you think that they go out and they get Road and Track and they get, you know, Consumer Reports and they get all this stuff? And then they go through, and then they decide what it is that they want to get and the reason that they want to get it and what they can do. Or do you think what they do is they say, gee, I need a new car. I've heard about Rocky's Autos, or I've heard about some other dealership, and I think I'm going to go down there today and take a look. And then they ultimately end up finding a car there that they like. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with this, but and then they buy it, or a flat screen TV, another thing, right?
Yep.
Do they sit down and do they look at Consumer Reports and try to figure out what they're going to get, or do they just walk in to whatever the place is and see a flat screen TV and they really like that one, so they buy that one?
Well, if they did all the research that was necessary, the purchase rate would go down by probably half. So no, a lot of impulse buying is involved there with respect to going in. You see something, you might go in and you're thinking about one vehicle, and you see another one, you like it, and you go buy it, and you put a lot of trust in the people that you purchase them from. But I don't think people do enough research. But that's because that's the way people do things. There has to be a certain amount of public trust in the business that you're dealing with. And I think the people on the other end know that the consumer hasn't gained enough knowledge. And that's how they go about doing their business to a certain extent. That's where they have all the little ins and outs about how to sell things, convince the person to buy these things,
yeah,
because the average consumer hasn't put the right amount of research into it.
Yeah, I think that's part of it, and I also think it's part of it that they know how to communicate, and they know how to how to sell the product to you, and how to you know, show you the things about the product that you know that make it attractive, and I think that has a lot to do with it. I do with the two. It'd be interesting to sit here for an hour and just take phone calls and ask people what their buying methodology is. You know, I couldn't imagine buying a house on an impulse. Could you?
Well, hopefully I wouldn't do that. But
I bet you there are people that do.
Oh, very much so. Very much so. Because, first of all, you look at the neighborhood and you say, wow, let's see what they've got over here. And you drive through. and you see a house and you like it. And that's where you start from, especially if your wife likes has that type of feeling about it. Well, thank you, Jay. I know you've got other callers. I really appreciate it. You've done a great job, too, by the way.
Well, appreciate it, Jake, and call me anytime. Yeah, I'd be very interesting about that whole impulse buying thing. I don't mean to give these guys a free plug, but I'm going to do it anyway. One of the few places I feel totally comfortable about going and buying an automobile is Rockies, and mainly because I know the Alshire brothers, Tom and Marv, or Spanky, the folks out there, they'll explain the car to me totally. And I always kind of know what I want and then kind of work from there. And I've never had any trouble in all the years I've been going out there. And I've been going out there a lot of years. But I couldn't imagine, like, buying a house out of an impulse. And I bought other things out of impulse. And maybe I guess there's impulse, you know, maybe there's a little bit of impulse buying in all of us. But Jake is right. I mean, you got to have some degree of social responsibility. And with social responsibility comes regulations. All right, what's the mainstream media been up to? We're going to find out with Paul Waldman coming up here. And then we'll reopen open phones and we'll take more of your calls on whatever it is that you want to talk about. So stick around.
AM 760. Progressive Talk. Always on your radio. Always online. Live streaming brought to you by the National Ballet Academy of Denver. Listen to AM 760 on AM760.net. AM 760. Progressive Talk.
A billiards room. A home theater room. A playroom. Maybe even a yoga room. With a Wachovia mortgage specialist, you'll get a range of financing options to help you get more house for your money, which could mean that extra room you've always wanted. Your dream room made possible with Wachovia. Call 866-908-HOUSE or visit wachovia.com/mortgage. Are you with Wachovia?
Credit approval required. Certain restrictions apply. Loans originated by Wachovia Mortgage Corporation, an equal housing lender.
And now for the bonus round. What's the inverse of January 12th?
September 22nd, 9 p.m. Eastern.
Correct. What's next in this sequence? Sequoia? Hummingbird?
Pantalonis.
Correct. About how many movies has Netflix delivered so far?
1 billion.
Correct! Netflix! Nearly 1 billion movies delivered so far. Zero late fees. Choose your movies online and get DVDs delivered right to your door in about one business day. A plan that's right for you from only $5.99 a month. Netflix. It's that easy.
Progressive traffic and your forecast coming up after noon on AM 760 Progressive Talk. KKZN Thornton, Denver Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Bob Fuss, live on Capitol Hill, where Bob Gates, in line to take over as Secretary of Defense, says President Bush knows things have to change in Iraq, and his first job will be to listen to all new ideas and come up with a recommendation. At Gates' confirmation hearing, Democratic Senator Carl Levin got right to the point.
Do you believe that we are currently winning in Iraq?
No, sir.
But Gates said no matter what the new strategy is, he thinks American troops will have to be in Iraq for some time to come because the risk of letting Iraq fall apart is too high.
Or we'll face the very real risk and possible reality of a regional conflagration.
Gates, who is part of the Iraq study group which presents its recommendations tomorrow, would not say whether he thinks U.S. troops should start pulling out of Iraq or whether more troops should be sent in. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
And I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House, where Iraq study group co-chair James Baker arrives for lunch and a chat about the long-awaited report. A presidential spokesman says Baker will discuss the group's direction and process with the president, but the White House rejects any notion that it has received a heads-up on the report, beyond what it describes as unconfirmed news leaks. Mr. Bush will receive his first official look at the final product when he meets with the full study group early tomorrow morning. I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House, now with more CBS News. Here's Nick Young.
Blood spilled on Baghdad streets once again today when car bombs in separate parts of the capital killed at least 30 people. One of the attacks hit a minibus carrying Shiite government employees. Three members of the Kim family of San Francisco are safe, but the search continues for James Kim in the Oregon wilderness. Jackson County Sheriff Mike Winters.
We currently have units that are tracking Mr. Kim. His footprints at this time, and hopefully we'll have a very good outcome there.
Searchers are using helicopters equipped with thermal sensing devices. Kim set out over the weekend to get help. His wife and two infant daughters were rescued after being lost for 9 days. New York's Board of Health is about to force Big Apple chefs to shake up their menus. The board is set to make New York the first city to ban trans fats in restaurants. A culinary pain? Well, New York University nutrition professor Marion Nessel doesn't think it'll be that tough for the eateries.
They need some encouragement to do this. I think the difference will be trivial, both in terms of cost and in taste. And once they've made the change, nobody will know the difference.
Ship ahoy. After weeks of futile attempts to dig the USS Intrepid out of the Hudson River mud, the aircraft carrier-turned-museum is free and headed for a New Jersey shipyard for renovations. WCBS reporter Paul Murnane.
You can maybe hear some cheers here on this pier as we stand at the very end here and look now at the majestic Intrepid now making its way now out into the Hudson. You can hear the roar of a helicopter overhead.
Checking Wall Street's right now, the Dow is ahead 40 points and the NASDAQ up 7. This is CBS News.
Today's guest stylist is Laura. She's going to Kohl's Half Price Sale, which is this Wednesday only. Laura, tell us what to look for.
I'm in love with these furry knits. Check out the sweaters in super flattering colors, then head straight over to hats with matching scarves and mittens. Awesome gift, but you'll want a set too. This is the season to add texture everywhere, even to your sofa. Wait till you feel these super plush throw pillows.
You'll want to go all out at Kohl's Half Price Sale this Wednesday only, from 7 a.m. to midnight. Kohl's, expect great things.
Kids who load up on junk food run a high risk of obesity, and as adults, type 2 diabetes.
Bill is a research scientist at GSK.
Too many kids today don't eat right or get enough exercise. We support a program that encourages schools to replace junk foods with healthier food choices to help prevent type 2 diabetes where we can. The fact is, GSK makes several diabetes medicines, but how great would it be if these kids never had to take them?
GSK, finding a way forward, one healthy child at a time.
I'm Jerry Bell with an AM 760 local news update. A record number of real estate foreclosures in Denver topping the 1988 oil industry bust. Real estate expert REMAX broker Fran Yetta says problems started when interest rates dropped.
Obviously, the lower the interest rate, the lower the payment. However, many of those loans were short-term low interest rates, and as those notes become either due or as they escalate to higher interest rates, we're seeing people not qualify or not being able to just make their monthly payment.
Denver has nearly 4% more real estate foreclosures for this year than the record set during the oil industry bust. The Denver City Council has voted 9-3 to adopt a new law that will prevent protesters and others from waving or holding banners on highway overpasses. The majority said it was a safety issue and not an attempt to block free speech. And in Colorado Springs, a police officer is dead. It happened last night during a traffic stop. When officers approached a car, a suspect fired. An officer was fatally wounded. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Jerry Bell. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, Jerry. Well, a little bit lighter traffic now around the metro as we wrap up the commute. Still had some stop and go from Federal to Sheridan, westbound Boulder Turnpike. That wreck is out of traffic lanes. Some slow pockets remain along I-25 downtown, C-470 across Highlands Ranch, and 225 into the Tech Center. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today, increasing cloudiness.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-330-8794. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-330-8794. That's 800-330-8794.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commissioned loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Been a huge lie. All right, let's go to Paul Walbin for Media Matters, MediaMatters.org. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, and I'm glad to see you're maintaining those standards of truth and not lying about the weather, Jay.
Yeah, just lying about everything else that's coming up, that's going on. All right, boy, where do we want to start now? The big thing here seems to be we're kicking off the 08 campaign, and it isn't even New Year's yet.
Yeah, well, this is why it's so much fun to be a political junkie, because it just never stops. As soon as one election is over, you're already thinking about the next one.
All right. Once again, my ongoing gripe, and I'll rely on you to explain it to me, St. McCain is being praised once again on the Talking Head shows, yet Hillary Clinton is being trashed. Why?
Well, that's an extremely complicated question. I think that anyone who's been watching the news over the last few years knows that there's nobody who gets better treatment than John McCain does, Democrat or Republican. Reporters just love him for a whole series of complicated reasons, but he's been courting them for a long time. And in certain quarters, it really gets almost embarrassing sometimes, the kind of just love fest that ensues whenever John McCain's name is raised. And this is what we're beginning to see is that since he is the apparent front runner for the Republican nomination and Hillary Clinton is the apparent front runner for the Democratic nomination, we're going to see a really stark contrast in how they get talked about by the talking heads. There really is not a great deal of affection out there, at least what one can see, among those talking heads for Hillary Clinton, but they, no matter what happens, they always find ways to spin it as being good news for John McCain. That everything about him is admirable and fantastic and wonderful, and everyone loves him. And when they talk about Hillary Clinton, there's always this assumption that people don't really like her, and they're always looking for her flaws. Now, you know, I'm not boosting any particular candidate in either primary, but one of the interesting things is that if you listen to all that talk, you might come to believe that that everyone in America just loves John McCain and everyone really dislikes Hillary Clinton. But in fact, there have been a number of polls taken recently where the two of them are running pretty much neck and neck. If you ask people if they were the nominees, who would you vote for? So it doesn't seem to be the case that he is so universally loved and she's despised so widely.
But they still continue. And the last time you and I talked, we talked about this. You know, and maybe you can explain it. He is still St. McCain. No matter what he does, no matter what he says, he gets a pass. He doesn't get a critical examination. She doesn't speak out that much in the sense that I haven't seen her lately on any of these talking head shows. But the times I have seen her, or even speculation about her, she never receives the pass that he does.
Oh, absolutely not. And, you know, there's a whole series of assumptions about John McCain. You know, you're right that he does appear on those talking head shows a lot. We did an analysis of the last decade or so of the Sunday shows a while back, and what we found is that far and away, John McCain was the most frequent guest. If memory serves, in the last 10 years, he was on well over 100 times on This Week and Meet the Press and Face the Nation. They always turned to him as sort of that moderate, independent voice who doesn't really need to have anybody on to counteract him. That's another thing we found, is that when he goes on those Sunday shows, they bring him on by himself. They don't bring on a Democrat to argue with him. He's John McCain, and we just need to listen to what he has to say. And he has, over the years, built up a lot of goodwill among reporters for any number of reasons, in part because he's been very skilled at how he deals with them on a personal level. He's very good about not going off the record. He gives lots of quotes. He returns their phone calls. He really treats reporters the way they'd like to be treated, and that has paid off in just a really an unending rush of affectionate, positive coverage that he's gotten really ever since even before he ran for president in 2000, but especially during that 2000 campaign. And it's going to be really interesting to see whether they start to look at him with a more critical eye as he begins his second run for president.
Yeah, sure. How about putting him on there with Tom Vilsack?
Well, you certainly could.
I mean, Vilsack took a shot at him in a speech here not too long ago. That would be pretty interesting, wouldn't it?
It might, yeah.
How about him and Jim Webb?
Absolutely.
I mean, that might also be another good matchup. But you're right. He ends up usually on those shows by himself, unchallenged, and is basically able to get away with saying whatever he wants. And nobody, no, I mean, nada, zippo, they never challenge him. But I ran into something interesting here I want to relate to you. Tom Tancredo, you know him,
mm-hmm.
Congressman, gets on a local television station here. I'm paraphrasing him. Says Miami, Florida is a third world country. And says it is the murder capital of the world. I go out and get the FBI statistics for homicides per capita.
Yeah.
Not only does Miami not number one, Miami doesn't place. You're trying to tell me that there are more murders in Miami, more homicides in Miami than there are in Baghdad? Not one of the local TV anchors here. Ann Trujillo was her name, and Mike Landis. Bothered to ask him on camera, well, wait a minute, Congressman, where did you get that information? And when I brought that up to somebody who'd been in news a long time, they said that's not their job.
Well, you know, of course it's their job. And the thing is that one of the things that Media Matters documents on a daily basis is that people go on TV all the time and say things that aren't true. And as reporters, your job is to be skeptical. And that means that when someone says something like that that seems on its face to be plainly absurd, that's part of what you should do. Your responsibility is to say, as you said, hold on a second, you know, where did you get that from? Are you just, you know, pulling that out of the air, or do you have some facts to back that up? And, you know, it may be that someone like Tom Tancredo ends up getting away with stuff like that because people just assume, oh, well, you know, it's Tom Tancredo. He's just kind of nuts. And so, you know, we're not even going to bother. And maybe if somebody who they took more seriously said something like that, they would be a little more skeptical about it, but they just dismiss it because no one really takes him seriously anyway. I don't know. That's possible that could be playing into it. But you're right. I think all too often, too many reporters see their job as to just repeat what one side is saying and what the other side is saying, and not kind of adjudicate those disputes. And if somebody comes out and says something that's false, it doesn't make you biased to say this is what he said and it's not true. That's doing your job as a journalist.
Yeah, and we called over there and wanted to talk to the news director of Channel 7. He has yet, as far as I know, to return any of our calls. Won't get on and talk about it.
Well, you know, this is that kind of thing is one of the reasons why we at Media Matters created Colorado Media Matters, which I'm sure people on your show have heard of. It's our state affiliate in Colorado.
Oh, yeah, we've had them on.
And, you know, we're very effective at monitoring the national media, but there's a lot of other outlets like those local TV stations that, you know that actually local TV news is still the top news source for people in America. They get more news from local TV news than they get from anywhere. And so that's why it's important to have things like Colorado Media Matters that can monitor that local news, because there's a lot of misinformation that passes there too, in addition to, you know, water skiing squirrels and sports reports and weather. But that is a really important news source. There's no other news source that gets more viewers than local TV news. And so what goes on there is really important to what people know and what they understand about the world.
Yeah, you'd think the news director over there would want to answer us. 9:16, 60 minutes after 9, senior fellow Paul Waldman on the line with us from Media Matters for America. That's MediaMatters.org. All right, this is an ugly incident. This is really ugly. You've got this Muslim congressman he supposedly wanted to be sworn in on the Quran. However, congressmen, I don't think, are really sworn in on the Bible or the Quran. I think they hold it for a photo op. But the right wing went absolutely crazy over this and was bigoted and said terrible things. Talk about this a little bit.
Yeah, well, this election saw the election of the first Muslim congressman, Keith Ellison from Minnesota. You're right, that the members of Congress all get sworn in as a group, and they just hold their hands up and swear an oath on the Constitution. Many of them also will then go back to their office and do kind of a photo opportunity where they, you know, put their hand on a Bible and they take a picture of it. Dennis Prager, who is a radio host and a conservative columnist, wrote a column saying that it was a terrible affront if Ellison were to take his oath on a Quran, the holy book that he believes in. And Prager said that what he should instead do, if he's a real American, is to take an oath on the Bible, because that's the sort of founding religious document of America. And even people who don't believe in it should be forced to take that oath. It was just an appalling, and I have to say, frankly, Really, one of the most un-American things I've ever heard. The idea, you know, one of the foundations of our country is religious freedom, and part of that, and that's why we have in the Constitution the idea that there are no religious tests for public office. No one can be forced to take an oath to a religious book that they don't believe in. No one can be forced to profess a belief in God. That's one of the most fundamental bases on which this country was founded. But it doesn't really seem to mean much to people like Dennis Prager, who think that someone who's a Muslim should be forced to swear on a Christian Bible. And then you had a whole bunch of other conservatives who were chiming in, too. So we put up an item about Sean Hannity on his show, saying that allowing a Muslim member of Congress to swear on the Quran, the holy book that he believes in, would be just like having someone swear on Mein Kampf. And we wouldn't allow that, would we? The level of kind of ugliness and bigotry that we've seen coming out of this is really amazing. And you know, I have to say, from what I've seen of Keith Ellison, he's dealt with this in a remarkably even-handed way and not gotten too excited or angry. He certainly has a right to. You know, he went on Glenn Beck's television show, and Beck asked him to prove that he wasn't working with our enemies.
You know what I thought was classic about that? You know, I know Muslims. I have a number of Muslim friends. Tell me, right? Isn't that how he began it?
Yeah, it was something
that's like
that.
That's like, I got friends that are Jewish. I have a number of Jewish friends. But tell me, you guys aren't all lone sharks, are you? You know,
yeah, whenever
what kind
someone
of stereotypical
says that,
crap is that?
Yeah, whenever someone says that, you know that they're about to say something really awful. And as I said, you know, Ellison took that with very good humor, and he certainly had a right to be angry, but he didn't get angry. You really see a lot of ugliness come out of this. And the fact is, you know, America is an increasingly diverse society. There are a few million Muslims in America now, and America grows more diverse all the time. And I think this is something that makes a lot of people like the Dennis Pragers and Sean Hannity of the world very uncomfortable. They liked it when America was not so diverse. But that's the fact of American life in the 21st century, that we're getting more diverse all the time. And I think that people like that are going to increasingly be left behind. You know, there's a reason why so many Hispanics turned away from the Republican Party this year, just as one example. You know, because they saw the rhetoric coming from people like Tom Tancredo, who we were talking about a minute ago, and they looked at the Republican Party and said, you know what, those people are obviously don't have my interests at heart. And I think that is something that people are going to look at conservatives, no matter who you are, in a society that grows more diverse all the time, and look at things like this incident over Keith Ellison and begin to say, you know, those people have a real problem with me and the kind of future that I and people like me represent for this country. And I think that's going to become an increasingly large problem for the Republican Party.
Yeah, you know what they come across? They come across like a bunch of insecure, angry white men.
Yeah.
They're angry. They're angry that everybody's not like them. Well,
I can't disagree with you, Jay.
You know, sorry. I mean, that's not the way life is. And they're angry. They're always angry. You and I have been into this before, about how they're angry about everything. You know, you would think that they are the most deprived, the most put upon, the most oppressed minority in this society, and yet they're not.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's been really a staple of conservative rhetoric for a long time, the idea that we're oppressed, that there are these powerful forces out there that are keeping us down, whether it's the liberal media or, in prior years it would have been the Jewish banking conspiracy.
Right,
but now
exactly.
It's supposedly the liberal media. And I think it became particularly almost comical at a time when Republicans control all three branches of government, not to mention their power in the business world and other arenas, to say that conservatives are the ones who are being oppressed. And that's why you see them trotting out things like the war on Christmas. Because they have to look far and wide to find conservatives who are being oppressed.
Yeah, let's take a few minutes with this what I consider to be a phony non-topic, but they're working it. Riley's working it. O'Reilly's working it, and they're working it. This war on Christmas. What war on Christmas are they talking about?
Well, it really doesn't exist outside of the minds of Fox News hosts. But it's something that they trot out, I think this is the third year in a row now, to show that conservatives are being oppressed. And the idea is that if a store puts up a sign that says Happy Holidays, that somehow that's a terrible affront to Christians, and it means that Christians are being oppressed. Now, in the latest round, Bill O'Reilly is really out there just lying about this. He's going after Best Buy and Crate and Barrel, and what O'Reilly claims is that they have policies that say that if any employee tells a customer Merry Christmas, that they'll be fired. And that is absolutely false. O'Reilly knows it's false, but he's repeating it. The only thing that Best Buy and Crate and Barrel are doing is that they have decided to say Happy Holidays in their advertisements. And any employee can tell the customer anything they want to. Nobody's preventing them from saying Merry Christmas, but they just decided to say Happy Holidays in their advertisements. And as far as Bill O'Reilly is concerned, that's keeping Christians down. It's terribly offensive to Christians to hear the words Happy Holidays. Despite the fact that there are some other holidays around this time of year. So he's out there on his television and radio shows claiming that Crate and Barrel and Best Buy are firing employees who say Merry Christmas, and it's just not true.
You think any of this is ever going to catch up with him?
I hope so. I know his ratings are down recently, and I think that, we talked about the anger, and I think that as Democrats take over, and even the possibility of a Democrat winning the presidency in 2008, there's a real possibility that anger will turn really ugly, as if it isn't ugly enough already. And at that point, I think a lot of people are going to turn away. I mean, as I said, we've already seen that O'Reilly's ratings are down, Fox's ratings are down in recent days. And, there's only so long you can listen to that stuff before it just becomes sort of distasteful. And when we get to things as ridiculous as the war on Christmas, I think a lot of viewers say, enough is enough. And you can't deny that Bill O'Reilly is a skilled broadcaster. It's something he's been, he's had a lot of experience in the field, and he knows how to push his viewers' buttons, and he's very good at, arguing with people and shouting at them and stuff. And so he knows how to create that kind of hot environment that's often very effective on television. But there's only so long you can keep that up before people begin to say that it's not really doing much for them. So.
I just don't know. I just wonder if people at some point or another are just going to shake their heads and say, enough is enough. Enough is enough already.
Yeah, and demagogues will always find people who will listen to them, but the question is, does that mean that they find 1,000 people or 1,000,000 people who listen to them? And, demagoguery starts to grow old after a while. We'll see what happens. Politics is always changing, and the media are always changing, too, and that's what makes it so interesting.
You got it. Paul, thank you so much for your time. We urge everybody to go to Media Matters for America, mediamatters.org, and check it out. It's a very worthwhile organization. And as always, it's just a pleasure to have you on.
Thanks, Jay.
All right, Paul. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
There's Paul Waldman for Media Matters for America, 925, back to open phones, 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about? Maybe you want to get back on the subject of the right.
Thank you for calling for your risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can try Proactive Solution risk-free, and it'll make my acne disappear.
Sounds a little too good to be true.
Oh, no catch. We're so sure Proactiv will give you beautiful, healthy-looking skin that we're going to let you try it risk-free just to prove it.
Okay, but I've tried a lot of different things for acne before, and they always make my skin itchy and flaky.
Well, that's why Proactiv uses soothing spa-quality botanicals along with prescription-grade acne medicine to heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while eliminating bumps and redness. But there is one thing I didn't mention.
A catch, right?
We're also going to give you a free refining face mask with your risk-free trial.
Wow, it's free?
To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution and free refining face mask, call 1-800-770-3807. You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactiv prove it. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-770-3807. That's 1-800-770-3807.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America. Omega-3s that have twice the power of most omega-3s, and you can get a bottle of it from Iceland Health for free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible, and I feel like my energy is up.
Besides a healthier heart, our omega-3s can improve memory and energy and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-441-0299.
Iceland Health Omega 3 made me feel 100% better.
The secret to a healthier heart is out. Get your free bottle of Omega 3 by calling 1-800-441-0299. Call 1-800-441-0299.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-458-3263 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-458-3263. 1-800-458-3263.
You're looking to build a new facility? There's a lot riding on your shoulders. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. You select the size, you select the style. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-700-5085. That's 1-800-700-5085. 1-800-700-5085.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Oh, wealth we're living in. Let me tell ya. And it's a world that man can eat at all. With things that big that should be small. Who can tell what magic spells we'll be doing for us? And I'm giving up my love to this world. Only to be told. I can see.
On AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. Hi today. 55. I just got the greatest email. I love these emails. I got to read this one on the air. You ready for this, Gina?
Yes.
Okay, dig this.
Yes.
This is from some guy named Jerry. I won't give any more information than that. Jay, all you do is whine. Whine about Tancredo. Whine about John McCain. No wonder the left is in such a mess. Between yourself and Al Franken, it is easy to see why the left is in the shape that it's in. So I sent him an email back. Hi, thanks for the email. You just don't like what's being pointed out. We're in a mess? You guys did a great job November the 7th, didn't you? Who would you say? Excuse me, Jerry out there, who would you say is in a bigger mess, us or you? You had control of Congress and you lost it. What happened there?
Are you asking me?
No, I'm asking him.
Good.
Thanks for the good laugh.
You're funny.
Best to you.
At least you're polite.
Well, I always try to be. Now I'll send it to him. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they won't take these emails. Sometimes they'll just bounce back.
Yes.
Well, I could ask you what you think happened.
Oh, gosh, don't.
You don't want to go there because you're stuck in the same position.
Oh, it is a mess.
Well,
it's very disappointing.
Well, of course, because the GOP is a mess, because the lies that you guys have been running around with can no longer stand the test of truth.
Oh, come on now.
That
doesn't sound very balanced of you.
I'm not balanced. Well, you want me to give you a few? We're making progress in Iraq. See,
yeah.
even you're laughing.
Maybe.
We're making progress in Iraq.
Well,
Donald Rumsfeld is here to stay.
Maybe there's a difference between lying and spin. I don't know.
But that's a lie. We're making progress in Iraq. Is that spin or is that a lie?
I know.
That's a lie.
If the Democrats were in the White House,
but
you'd be
not.
Spinning stuff,
but
too.
But you know what? You can't say that because that's like saying if the Broncos had won every single one of their games, they'd be in a different situation. Well, all we can deal with is the here and now. That's a lie. We're making progress in Iraq is a freaking lie.
I do think that the media is slanted to some degree.
How?
In that they don't report the good things that are going on in Iraq.
Geez. What good things? 100,000 people dying every month?
Well, what
That's
about
like
all
good
the good
thing?
Things we're doing
what?
For the
they
for
want.
The people that are like building the schools,
we're not,
like rebuilding
though.
That
we're not,
city?
We're not, though. That's the whole point. We're not rebuilding the schools, and we're not rebuilding. We're not doing any of that. Construction is bogged down, and it's costing us money because those people are sitting around idle because they can't get anything done because there's sectarian warfare going on there. The oil is at a pre-Saddam Hussein levels. They have like, 5 hours of electricity a day. They have no fresh water. There's chaos. The morgues are so loaded they can't identify the bodies. Do you want me to keep going?
No.
Dick Cheney on Meet the Press? We have absolute proof that Mohammed Atta had connection with an agent in Prague. No, the guy was in San Diego. He was never in Prague.
I don't know about that.
Well, go look it up.
If the vice president says that's the case, I have to believe it.
What? What do you mean?
But he's lying.
Yes, he did. He did it. And then he turned around like months later and said, I never said that. He lied. He lied about it because they have the guy's cell phone and credit card records. Gina.
Okay, Jay.
Gina.
Fine.
Give up. You know, there comes a time.
I will not give up.
You can have beliefs, but there comes a time. There comes a time when you have to face reality. When you have to face the reality that you got sold a bill of goods, and that you have been lied to.
I don't agree with that. That's
well, what,
the case.
You should just be blind?
No.
You should just go on and go, oh, that's not true?
I mean,
Kofi Annan yesterday said they'd be better off under Saddam Hussein.
Oh, I thought that was a terrible comment for him to say.
No,
that.
At least there were less people dying. What was the death rate under Saddam Hussein as compared to now?
I don't know, but I still think it was, I thought it was inappropriate for him to say that.
Well, it was inappropriate about it. I think it's true.
Yeah. Of course. Of course you would think it's true.
Well, you're saying, go Google. Go look up the death rate under Saddam Hussein as compared to where the death rate in Iraq is now. Oh, Gina.
I will stand by my ideals.
Oh, Gina. But they're not supportable by the facts. You're allowed your opinion, but you're not allowed your own set of facts. And the facts show otherwise.
According to you right now.
No, not according to me. According to what's out there. Go look it up. According to your own government. According to Donald Rumsfeld's memo. Was he lying?
I don't know. But I think that the administration, I don't think that they went into this thinking that they were going to deceive the American public. I think that they tried to make the best decision possible at the time in the best interest.
Of what?
In the best interest of the country and in the best interest of the Iraqi people.
And would you say they ended up doing that?
I think that it's definitely been problematic.
I mean, after all, we wouldn't want to get that smoking gun, that mushroom cloud come get us now, would we? See, you're laughing. Well, no, it's true.
But I don't think they lied about it. I don't think they lied about it.
You can't get away from it.
In order to go into Iraq.
They got the information from a drunk German agent named Curveball. And they were warned about him numerous times.
Hey, even Colin Powell believed it.
No, he's been on record as saying that he didn't completely believe it. And now, even he admits that it's an unwinnable situation there.
That may be the case now. But I don't think that the
president... Well, okay, he said that just a matter of weeks ago, and just a matter of weeks ago, your president said, we are making progress in Iraq. Who's telling the truth, Colin Powell or George W. Bush?
Hey, he's your president, too.
Unfortunately, only for the next 2 years. Then Barack Obama will be leading the country.
We shall see.
We hope so. All right, traffic.
Eastbound I-70 at Brighton. Looks like we've got a major backup there. Some sort of traffic situation is causing some pretty severe gridlock. We also had a slowing westbound I-70 approaching I-25. Westbound Boulder Turnpike, a minor wreck there at McCaslin off on the left shoulder. And southbound 25, still a little heavy through Thornton North Glen. Weather today, increasing cloudiness, mild, windy in the foothills.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
On AM 760 Progressive Talk.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon Laser Center, Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn more about how you can support Progressive Talk, AM 760.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
The world has been good to us. Hello, I'm Ken Fisher, Forbes columnist and CEO of Fisher Investments. We've experienced tremendous growth for decades. Now we want to give something back. So we're offering a free report designed for affluent investors. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make.
Grab a pen and get ready to write down this toll-free number for the free report that could change your investing strategy forever. 1-800-500-3305.
At Fisher Investments, our experience managing over $30 billion for millionaires and institutions has given us valuable insights. Insights can help you quickly identify and hopefully sidestep mistakes most investors make, the worst and most costly ones.
If you're an investor with a substantial portfolio, request your free copy of The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make today.
The world has been good to us, and now we want to give back. It's not just our desire, it's our responsibility.
For your free report, call 1-800-500-3305. That's 1-800-500-3305. 1-800-500-3305.
9:39, 39 minutes past the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Rocky's has always been a family-oriented place. Rocky's Autos has always been one of the places where you can take the kids while you auto shop. They always have coloring books and popcorn and games for kids in their showroom. And now, this holiday season, they're even going to have St. Nick bring the kids and the whole family to see Santa Claus at Rocky's Autos each Saturday until Christmas. He'll be there from noon until 4. That's December the 9th, 16th, and 23rd, from noon until 4 each day. And, of course, while your kids are telling Santa what they want for Christmas, you'll have the opportunity to look at Rocky's massive inventory of over 650 clean late-model vehicles and see if there's room under the tree for your new vehicle. Matching down is continuing, so it's like Rocky's will give you up to a $1,500 holiday gift so you can buy a new car. Whatever you put down, up to $1,500, Rocky's will match. Santa Claus and a matching down throughout the holidays at Rocky's Autos. And you can check them out online, too, at rockysautos.com. Pre-qualify for a car loan. Look at the inventory. Ask for Steve or Jason. They handle that. And it's a quick, convenient, easy way to do your shopping right from the comfort of your office or your own home, or get on down to Rockies and see my friends the Alshears. Tom and Marv, they're fabulous people, and Spanky's a good guy. He's out there, and Fred Labrato and Gerard Menard, all the folks working at Rockies work very, 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 very hard to make sure that your buying experience is the best and that you have a happy holiday season. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and just drop on by anytime, and they'd love to talk to you. But don't forget that you can bring the family out because Santa Claus is going to be there, and that's each Saturday until Christmas. So he'll be there from noon until 4, Saturday, December the 9th, Saturday, December the 16th, Saturday, December the 23rd. That's noon until 4 each day. Rockies Autos, located at 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike.
This is Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Open phones underway. High today, 50. Oh, I'm sorry, 55. I don't want to rob you of 5 degrees. It's been a long morning this morning, hasn't it? Seems like it's taking a long time to get through the show here this morning. All right, here's Joyce in Lafayette. Joyce, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
Hi, Joyce. How are you doing?
Good. First of all, Jay, I don't want you to go anywhere because you keep saying, you know, maybe you won't stick around too long. You can't go anywhere, especially when 2008 rolls around and Mark Udall is running for the Senate. That's number one. Number two, I tried to get to you last week when they were discussing the Manoa situation. I have to tell you, I am so tired of people acting the way they do in this country, this state, whatever. What happened to let there be peace on earth and let it begin with me? What happened to peace on earth, goodwill to men? What's going on in this country? I am so frustrated. People are now a Muslim who's elected. He's a United States citizen. He can't put his hand on his own Bible. Man, if I was, you know what, Joseph Lieberman's not allowed to put his hand on his own Bible? This is ridiculous.
Well, it's because it's all the right wing has to talk about. They don't have anything else to talk about. And when you don't have anything else to talk about, that's what you go after.
And I love Gina, and I think her reports, her weather reports and her traffic report, I mean, her traffic reports are great. But she's a little naive, Jay. Just a little naive
well,
there.
Well, you got to send her an email. That's not
well,
up to
maybe
me.
I just might do that.
All right. Well, you should send her an email and tell her.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening, and have a great day. And remember, you can't go anywhere, Jay. We need you. We need people like you.
Well, you never know.
If we didn't have people like you, who would we have to talk to?
Yeah, you never know. You just never know what will happen. Thanks. I appreciate the call.
All right. Stay well. Bye-bye.
Right. Thinking about starting a corgi ranch in a min pin garage. One line open at 303-713-7600. I don't understand why people can't get along when it comes to the holiday season either. And all of this, we're being persecuted. How can you be 85% of the nation's religion and say that you're persecuted? And who cares if the guy's a Muslim and wants to hold a copy of the Quran in a photo op in his office? Why is that a big deal? And the unbridled hatred and absolute disgusting display of comments against Muslims absolutely makes me ill. And these are statements that are made by supposed learned men with college educations who make comments like, well, if I saw Muslims praying on a plane, I'd want them thrown off and arrested. What is up with that?
You know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-998-1814. That's 1-800-998-1814. 1-800-998-1814.
Your computer's just like your car. You don't want to learn to be a mechanic. You just want to drive the darn thing. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Anytime you have a computer problem, call us. We're the mechanics for your computer, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
Calculating ethicist Melanie Sloan and the Gatsby-esque Lawrence O'Donnell, all on the next Rankin.
This morning at 10 on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
Now that she's out of her glasses, she loves the way she sees. I love the way she looks, and we both love that her LASIK was so affordable.
My wife threw away her glasses after 21 years of wearing them, and that makes her happy, which makes her more beautiful.
How are women across America seeing better and looking better for a lot less? With LASIK from the LASIK Vision Institute. We've made LASIK affordable for everyone, so there's no reason to put off this life-changing experience any longer. And our highly skilled surgeons use the same safe, FDA-approved technology as other providers. The only difference? We offer our procedures for a fraction of the price.
At these prices, I tell anybody, don't wait. Just do it.
Request a free information kit that will answer all your questions about LASIK and show you just how affordable it can be. Call 1-800-700-9104. The LASIK Vision Institute. Better vision at a better value. Call 1-800-700-9104. That's 1-800-700-9104. 1-800-700-9104.
Do you know the secret to unleashing your brain power, allowing you to use more of your brain so you can read up to 1,000% faster? Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. Let me send you a free demo of this secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience the secret that unlocks the real power of your brain, allowing you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Try this demo absolutely free by calling 1-800-400-2791. 1-800-400-2791. Imagine how this could help your whole family.
Work has gotten so much easier. I'm focusing more, I'm flying through emails, I'm getting a lot more done in less time. And for me, that means spending more time with my family.
My homework's faster than ever, and my grades are through the roof.
Unlock your brain's true potential. Try this free demo today because it's only available for a limited time. For the free demo, dial 1-800-400-2791. That number again is 1-800-400-2791.
Bacon, Eggs, and J. Marvin on AM 760 in the morning. Progressive Talk.
Oh, yes, we love it, the Beatles. Mostly sunny, high at 55 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. The show available in podcast at am760.net. Right, left, or in the middle. We don't care who you are. You're always welcome to participate. Open phones, one line open at 303. Oh, I got two lines open at 303-713-7600. And anything you want to talk about, we'll do it. Two lines open at 303-713-7600. And I feel like there's something. We didn't get to this story today. We only got 10 minutes left. I'm wondering if I should save this for tomorrow. This is stupid, in my opinion. Although I'm sure somebody from the city could come on and tell me what the whys and wherefores are and how it's not stupid. A bill to ban signs on bridges and overpasses was approved by the Denver City Council Monday night. despite concerns that the law will limit free speech. Several council members said that deciding how to vote was difficult and was a difficult decision, but untimely concern for driver's safety won out. The bill passed on a final reading of 9-3. I've really struggled with this issue, said Councilman Doug Linkhart, who chairs the city's safety committee, but I think there is a reasonable connection to people showing signs or banners to people going underneath and safety. But Councilwoman Kathleen McKenzie, who voted against the bill, said she was not convinced signs on bridges were a significant distraction. Here's the question I have. What is the difference between somebody holding a sign on an overpass and a billboard? What would be the difference between that? Or how about this? How about a sign that would offer your house for rent or for sale? Or what about those political signs that we see on the sides of the highways? Like, I remember them being a bunch of them on 36. What's the difference there? Now, I've been in cities that you can't have any signs. One of those cities is Palm Springs. Anybody ever been to Palm Springs? There are no billboards there. They won't allow it. But for them, it's a beautification thing. It's not a safety thing. What about your right and my right to free speech? If I want to stand on an overpass at 7 o'clock in the morning, you know, with a sign advocating get out of Iraq now, for instance, How is that a safety problem? And what I'd like to know is, and I don't know, but I'd like to know, did Police Captain Eric Rubin, who was a friend of mine at one time, called the ordinance a clear-cut tool to promote public safety, what I'd like to know is, where did they get the statistics on this? About people who have auto accidents and say, well, the reason I had an auto accident was because I was looking up at an overpass and I saw an elect Mark Udall sign. See, somehow I don't buy this. To me, this is an idea, and conservatives, I think, would go along with me on this. To me, this is the idea of creating laws to create laws where there's no need to have those laws. Unless you can call me at 303-713-7600 and present me with a really, really good argument. And I'm not saying there's not one out there. I'm just saying I'm interested in what it would be. Because I don't particularly see it. Here's Mary in Denver. Mary, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Morning.
Hi.
Hey, you know, I was reminded by your discussion with Gina that I have lunch every Friday with a friend at work who's she's very conservative, she's right wing, some kind of Catholic conservative, and out of respect for each other, we just kind of leave those topics alone. You know, I'm even gay, and her religion and her beliefs thinks that's wrong. But, and sometimes I ask myself, why am I even friends with her? But I think it's kind of important to be friends with people who are in the opposition. But we just leave those kinds of topics alone. And sometimes I feel like it's kind of an imposition on Gina, too, that, you know, the way you go after her. But whatever.
I don't think I was going after her.
Well, I don't mean like that. I mean, just kind of, it kind of puts her on the spot. I don't know, maybe she likes it, you know?
Well, I don't know if she's comfortable with it or not, but I mean, this is kind of what the show is.
Sure.
You know, and
yeah, if she wants to work for your show, I mean, that's what she gets, but.
I mean, the other alternative would be, I guess, to go to a conservative show. But I mean, if you're going to believe something, you got to have some belief system to back it up. You got to have something to stand on.
Yeah, I know. And the way she talks is just the same way my friend talks whenever it comes up is right away, well, that's what the Democrats would do. They don't even address that they're dishonest and they're hypocrites. They just come right back and say, well, that's what, well, they're dishonest and hypocritical too.
Well, that's the you know, that's the old bait and switch argument.
Sure is. And you know what? I've had a feeling that side has been so brainwashed against liberals, and I have a sign on my car that says Jesus is a liberal for that reason, that they've been so brainwashed against liberals that when they finally see the light about their side, they're not going to come to our side. And I just wonder, they're not going to have anywhere to go.
Well, man,
concerns me, really.
Well, many of them out there feel like they don't.
Yeah.
I feel sorry for a lot of moderate Republicans. I feel sorry for a lot of old-line conservatives in that they haven't really got any place to go. And I don't believe, and I don't think you should believe, and I don't think anybody should believe in my party or my country, right or wrong.
No.
I like
the way Randy says it. She says, my country, when it's wrong, it's my job to right it.
Yeah,
I'm part of the weekly peace vigil of the lady that calls you from Wadsworth while I'm over at First and University. And people who say we got to hit the streets, you know, sometimes there's only about four of us out there.
Well, I mean, I think the Democratic Party has done some wrong things. But here's what I frequently get out of people. This is what I frequently get. What I frequently get is like a lot of criticism of the Democratic Party, a lot of criticism of this and a lot of criticism of that. And then when you pin them down an email and try to ask them, well, what do you intend to do about it? They have no answer. And I think that the answer is you cast your lot with somebody, for better or for worse, and you try to make it better. That's the key. That's the key to making America work, is you're always trying to make it better. Mary, take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. That's it for this morning. Back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Hope you have a good day, because look at it outside. It's nice. Yeah, going to be up to 55 today. So have yourselves a good day. And Al Franken is up next here on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Not available in all states. Exclusions and limitations apply.
How come there's a for sale sign in front of the Matthews house?
I heard Bob never got around to getting life insurance before he passed away. The expenses are just too much for Sue to handle.
Thank goodness we just got life insurance from Stonebridge Life.
That's something we've been putting off.
Well, don't put it off. It was so easy. All it took was one phone call, and we were done. Let me get you the number.
If you need life insurance, why not get it done now, quickly and easily with Stonebridge Life Insurance Company? If you're between 18 and 45, you can go through our express application right over the phone. You'll know in minutes if you're approved for up to $250,000 of term life insurance for less than you ever imagined. Just call 1-800-900-3389. There's no medical exam, no agent visit. Your acceptance is based on information provided. So just one call takes care of it all. If you have a family, you need life insurance. So make
cheaperusedautos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car?